Welcome to Trappers Warm-Up, a preview of tonight's Peer Trappers game. Now, let's go to the ballpark for Trappers Warm-Up.
Welcome into Trappers Warm-Up here from Hyde Stadium, Ryan Breeden. The Trappers coming off a doubleheader loss yesterday to the Red River Pilots. These teams meeting once again here on this Sunday afternoon. 5:25, so the game coming up here in about 10 minutes. The offense just never really showed up for game two last night. You know, they were fantastic there in that ninth inning of game one. Scored 8 runs, mounted a ferocious comeback. But they ended up losing in a home run derby swing-off because there's no extra innings in this league. So it's a home run derby swing-off instead, and the Pilots ended up winning that 1-0. The Trappers lost 2-0 in that second game. The offense was shut out. One of the only few times that has happened this season, and as a result, the team kind of had a meeting today in the midst of a 7-game losing streak. They had a meeting to try and work things out, start fresh, change the mentality and the approach. And I actually kind of talked to Trappers coach Jamie Habiger about that a few minutes ago when he was up here in the press box. I'm up here in the Trappers press box with Coach Jamie Habiger. Coach, a bit of a hard reset after yesterday. You know, it was a competitive ninth inning. The guys came back for what we've talked about pretty much for the first time all year, 8 runs in the ninth. But then that second game, the offense has just never really figured it out. What went wrong there in game two?
Good question. You know what? Our approaches weren't great. Pitcher was throwing pretty well. We left a few guys on, didn't have very much timely hitting, and just got in our own heads, I think. We got in our own way last night for those games, the last second game.
Yeah, and it seems like the guys are kind of trying to, as I mentioned, hard reset, like, you know, a bit of a team meeting, some guys talking between themselves too, saying, you know, we're going to put our foot down here. We're sick of losing. We don't like losing 7 in a row. Obviously, you don't like losing 7 in a row either, but have you seen a shift here since that talk today, just in attitude at all, or is it, you know, like, still look kind of the same?
Right now, you know, after the meeting today, we kind of had our free time, so they're kind of just coming back from that, so we're starting to get loose right now. We'll see how it works out in the first couple innings.
What are 2 takeaways that you took from yesterday?
2 takeaways? That we have more team players than I thought, and we get complacent in the middle half of the game. So that's kind of what I took away. You know, a couple guys I pulled in big situations and put another guy in for them, and that other guy just stepped right up and was cheering for the guy to get a hit and stuff instead of pouting, and that's huge. That's great for team morale.
What did you think of Tyler Trapagan in his first? I guess he was able to finish off that first game to finish his first start, and then the second one, too, with the bat and in the field.
Yeah, I mean, the guy's a great competitor. He's literally run through a wall for you to catch a ball like he did yesterday, get ran into the fence out in center field, which I never thought would have been caught, and somehow he got it. So guy covers a lot of ground. We're going to start him in left field tonight, put Maddox back in center, and just have some wheels out there for a change. It's pretty nice.
I have some preloaded SportsCenter top 10 music that I can cue at any time because I've had to with those 2 guys in the outfield. They're making diving plays left and right.
Nonstop. I mean, they get great breaks on the ball, and what a difference it is having those guys out there. You know, we've experienced that on the offensive side. It's just nice to see it when we're on defense for a change.
And so an observation I feel like I've been able to make since the season started, 27 games in now, and obviously if you agree with me, I feel like the biggest strength of this team, of your team, is just overall the defense.
Yeah, I would agree. You know, it takes a good defense to actually win a game. That's what I always...
And sometimes that's the hardest one to lock down.
It is. I thrive on defense, because if you got a good defense, it's tough to score. As you can see yesterday, we made a few crucial errors in the middle of the game, in the first game, and it just affected us and morale, you know. Mm-hmm. Any errors made on the field, no one likes to make an error, but the team gets a little down after an error too. So we just got to learn how to turn the page and not make it contagious.
Facing Gehrig Schreiber for the first time for the Pilots, what are your thoughts on him?
You know what, if I don't really know much of him since it's our first time, but what I've seen, I think he's a submariner, which will be interesting for our guys. So we'll see. Maybe he's just got a couple different arm angles, but I'm anxious to get to this game today. I think we're going to do pretty well today.
Sounds good. And so for the would you rather question...
I would rather be invisible. I don't need to know what people are thinking.
Right?
I don't care what people are thinking.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do as an invisible man?
I would probably rob a couple banks.
great answer, Coach.
I would probably go to a couple casinos. You know, I would probably take advantage of being invisible and not pay for any of my food and take care of some money situations.
Well, it's a good thing that you're not invisible, otherwise you might be a menace to society.
It would be covered by insurance.
Covered by insurance. Invisible man insurance. All right, Coach. Sounds good. Good luck today. We'll talk to you post-game.
Thanks, Ryan. Go Trap.
So it sounds like if Coach were invisible, he probably would be a... Rip off right out of that movie, Invisible Man, just a menace to society, haunting people. You know, he said right away he wasn't even beating around the bush. He says, if I was invisible, I'd just go rob some banks. All right, Coach, sounds great. So we're about ready here for this national anthem. We're going to introduce the starting lineups in a couple of moments, just wrapping up with the manager's meeting out there between the umpires and Coach Jamie Haviger and the Pilots coach, Matty Hollum. Got some hometown umpires here for today's game. Our field ump, Jackson, is kind of been around Pierre for quite a while. He is involved down at the DRG radio station as well. And so we are about 5 minutes away from first pitch. I'll introduce the starting lineups now. I'll start first with the Pilots. So as I mentioned, Garrick Schriever is the starter. This is his first appearance against the Trappers. Has a little bit of that awkward arm angle, switches it up, sometimes goes over the top, sometimes goes to the side. At least that's what Coach's scouting report was. We'll see how that folds out during the game. Caleb Whitley will lead things off once again for the third game in a row. Joey Hayden, followed by Jack Walton, Isaac Becker, who was the one that hit the lone home run in that home run derby swing off yesterday. He actually crushed it off the roof of the Boys and Girls Club. It was a no-doubter, and that propelled the Pilots to that 10-9 victory in Game 1 yesterday. Josh Simon, Micah Barkenhagen, Tyler Wiltshire, Jason Willers behind the dish, and Jared Kirkman. For the Trappers, Casey Kosheva will be out there. He is kind of the second man in that rotation, following the ace, Caleb Hay. Caleb should be ready to pitch here in the next couple of days. Jackson Mix will lead things off and play second base for your Trappers, followed by the new kid, Tyler Traphagen, making his third start with the team. Anthony Barraza and Will Hope, followed by Hunter Brown. Jacob Griffin moving up in the order. We've seen him at number 9 for a majority of the last 3 weeks, but he is moving up to that 6th spot. Carson Trumpolt, Andrew Beavers, and Maddox Mueller are being introduced right now. The Trappers wearing the navy blue jerseys with the navy blue hats with the Trapper claw with the baseball in the middle of it. The Pilots wearing all white. Thankfully, we don't have a uniform clash today. Of the 5 games between these teams this season, 2 of them have been where the same exact uniform has been shared. So thankfully a little bit of planning before this one. And it is a beautiful day for baseball as well here at Hyde. Just about 78 degrees, clear skies, pretty much as sunny as it can be. A little bit of wind. Not that much, though, 11 miles per hour, kind of breezy. Blows out to center field, just like it did yesterday. And really no humidity either, like 35%. Pretty much a perfect afternoon for baseball. So we've got the teams lining up on their respective baselines for the national anthem. We'll take a quick pause and come back here for first pitch on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
First Dakota is giving away new Ford F-150s to celebrate 150 years as a South Dakota bank. We owe it to the countless customers who have trusted us with their banking since 1872. And we want to say thanks by giving back. Click the banner to nominate someone you know to win a new Ford pickup or go to firstdakota.com/150. First Dakota National Bank, member FDIC.
You can listen to any of your favorite DRG Media Group stations just about anywhere. All you need to do is download the app. Just log on to drgnews.com or download it directly from the App Store or Google Play. You'll get high-quality sound, up-to-date news, weather, and sports stories and video, podcasts, and, of course, your favorite music, notifications, and more. If you don't already have it, download it right now and see what you've been missing. The DRG News app, brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino.
The voice of the Pier Trappers, River 92.7.
That's hit well out to deep center field. Back at the wall, and it is out of here. Goodbye, home run, Anthony Barraza.
Pier Trappers Baseball is brought to you by Grey Goose Motors, The Outpost Lodge, Tokyo Japanese Cuisine, The Corner Station and The Crossing, Classic Car Wash, Darren Boyle Sales, Avera St. Mary's Hospital, First Dakota National Bank, and Pier Regional Airports. Now, Pier Trappers Baseball.
Welcome back in to Hyde Stadium, the yard, the venue for this Sunday afternoon matinee matchup between your Trappers and the Red River Pilots. A little bit of a showdown before the game for the players out there from the anthem. It's actually a couple of kids, a couple of the bat boys for the Pilots, staring down some of the Trappers players. Caleb Hay is the lone Trapper still out there having a standoff with the Pilots bat boys. I've got Noah McCreary here, and I'll unmute your microphone now. I always love when we start a game with just like a little mini game before the game with these standoffs.
Yeah, it sets the tone. It's always fun watching it happen, especially when the boy. See, what happened the first time was we didn't realize those bad boys were out there, and so we saw the players walk off.
Oh.
And they walked off, and so they ended up winning. We let these little, like, 10-year-olds beat us.
The kids, they're not afraid, you know? They're not afraid to stand up to the big boys.
No, they aren't scared at all.
You got to love the mentality. Casey Kasheva out there. He's got that distinct bright blue glove.
Mm-hmm. He's got the Colorado State flag on it, too, on the back.
Really?
Yep,
okay.
Repping where he's from.
Repping Colorado. I know he has talked to me before about being a big fan of Colorado State.
Big Avalanche fan, too. He's been
okay.
Locked into these playoffs pretty well lately.
Because they're in the finals, right? Stanley
mm-hmm.
Cup finals? Is that over or is that still going on?
Honestly, I don't really know. I know Game 6.
I think there's
the
one
day.
More game. So I think it's Game 7 coming up. And so the Trappers, Caleb Hay, wins the stare down against the kids. Let's go. Great start to the game. The guys dialing in. We are ready for the first batter here of this game. Caleb Whitley leading things off. Did not have a very good day yesterday. He struck out 5 times in total across the 2 games. First pitch misses up and outside, and we are underway here.
He had 2 or 3 strikeouts the first game, too.
Yes, he did. He had 2 or 3. He actually had 3 in game 1.
The first day, I should say.
Yes, he had 3 in game 1, and then he also had 2 in that one, and that one skied into shallow left field. Andrew Beaver's a shortstop, backpedals, and makes the catch for out number 1. So a good start for the Trappers here. Getting a quick out number 1. And the fly ball there. So 2 pitches into the game, 1 out recorded for Casey Kasheva. That will bring up Joey Hayden, switch hitter, in the outfield. First pitch, that one bounced.
He hasn't played a whole lot against us.
No, not too much. He's out in right field here for this game. The 1-0 pitch.
Attaboy, Casey.
Back off the backstop. So the count 1-1. Noah, how's your hand?
You know, it's hanging in there. Just a little bit of ibuprofen, some tape. No
problem.
So
tell the viewers what happened and when it happened.
Well, a few weeks ago in Minot, I slid into
1-1 misses high for ball 2.
Slid into second base and kind of just tweaked it, you know, around the kind of the wrist into the palm a little bit. So just the last few games, just been trying to treat it nice, take it a little easy.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie's been nice enough to give me a couple days off. Hopefully, it heals up a little bit.
Yeah,
we'll be all right.
So that one. Missed as well. I wasn't even paying attention for that pitch, so I was...
Yeah, he tried to bunt, fouled it
tried
off.
Tried to bunt, fouled it off. Alrighty, so the count. 2-2 now. It's easy to get distracted, you know, when you're trying to fix certain things at the beginning of the game, make sure that you've got both of your streams up and running good. The 2-2, that's it on the ground to first. Will Hope gloves it easily, and he will step on the bag himself for the second out. Good start early on here in this one. And again, a thank you to all the listeners on River 92.7, streaming the game on YouTube Live, who are watching the game. Sunday afternoon baseball. Trappers trying to snap a 7-game losing streak. As I mentioned, had that meeting before the game. That one's skied into shallow left field near the line, and it will be fair. Man. So Trap Hagen cuts it off as it bounces just to the right of that paint line down the left field line. So there is a base hit for Jack Walton. Nothing you could do really about that one either. You know, didn't really hit it that well. Kind of hit it off the hands and just skied it and
just dropped it just inside the line. That's all right. Casey's going to get him right here.
Looking to dial in and get this third out here in the top of the first inning. Just underway. Nothing. Our score. Runner on first. First pitch hit over to second. Jackson Mix fields cleanly and the throw to first in time. So, as Noah McCreary just said, Casey Kasheva going to get out of this thing and does just that. It takes just one pitch to get an Isaac Becker ground out. So a quick top of the first inning. Nothing doing for the Pilots. Now the Trappers looking to get those bats started early. We'll come back here for the bottom of the first. Nothing our score on the voice of the Trappers. River 92.7.
Experience the Outpost Lodge, overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of here on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of here on Highway 1804.
The Crossing Inn Pier is a must-stop for ice cold beverages in a relaxed atmosphere. They have 16 beers on tap. Many of them are from breweries all around South Dakota. And with a full liquor selection, they can mix up the drink you are looking for. Their staff is ready to serve you and your friends. Like them on Facebook to get information about drink specials and event information. Stop on down to The Crossing, located at 115 East Pleasant Drive, right next to the corner station.
Welcome back into Hyde Stadium. We are through one half inning of play. Nothing our score. Casey Kasheva pitched a pretty easy top of the first. Gave up just one hit on a little bloop single that dropped just fair down that left field line from Jack Walton. So now a submarine pitcher on the mound for the Pilots, Gehrig Schriever. What do you think of his stuff out there here so far just during this initial warm-up?
Well, I don't know. He looks kind of funky up there. When he drops it down like that, like he just did right there, kind of like his body just kind of flies all over the place. It probably could be pretty distracting up the plate. But other than that, you know, it doesn't look like there's a lot of velocity or that it really moves a ton. So I think as long as they're able to zero in on the ball, it shouldn't be too big.
Just getting that release point because it's difficult because for a typical pitcher, you know, they're going to be straight over the top or slightly off to the side. So you can kind of pick up on a consistent release point. With a submarine pitcher, it almost feels like the ball is coming like straight out of the ground.
Yeah, no, and especially like on a righty-righty matchup, because I know for like I'm a lefty, and so when I face a lefty that sidearm or drops it down, it almost feels like you're hitting the ball coming from first base.
Oh, man. So it'll be Jackson Mix leading things off. First pitch, swinging. Some aggressiveness shown for Jackson Mix. He was in the lineup for game one of the doubleheader. Went 0-for-3. So the count 0-1 here, bottom of the first. And the 0-1 pitch, and that's hit up the middle, and that'll get through for a leadoff single. So there you go, offense getting started early. Jackson Mix showing some aggressiveness there out of that leadoff spot. Swung at the first pitch and just missed it. Second pitch, right up the middle.
Yep, right where you want to
Perfect.
Do it. That's where you got to stay against a guy like this. You can't try to get too big or try to force it. Just work it right back to him.
So a leadoff base runner after the single up the middle. The Trappers maybe have something going here early on. That brings up Tyler Trapphagen. Had a base hit in game two.
He's looked good so far.
Night.
He can play ball pretty well.
First pitch swinging, chops it foul to the right side. Bounced in that batter's box and dribbled to the right side. Trap Hagen, this is just his second overall day with the team. You know, he had a doubleheader yesterday and was in the lineup for both of those. Played center field, made some great plays in the field. When you're back in the field, it'll make your life a lot easier having Maddox Mueller and Tyler Trap Hagen. Mix takes off for second, the throwdown, and it is in time. So Jackson Mix singles up the middle, but then gets thrown out at second. So one out now here.
I was talking to some of the guys yesterday, and they get Trap and Maddox out there. I don't know if we need a third outfielder. Put someone else in the infield. Those guys cover a lot of ground.
Honestly, you know, so I was thinking last night when Eric Lindberg was out there, I was like, you know what? His life is easy. He kind of gets covered up. That one missed low, so the count now 2-1. Even though Jackson Mix was thrown out, I like the aggressiveness, you know, trying to be the enforcer.
Make something happen.
Yes.
Got to make sure the catcher makes a good throw there, and you know, a lot of things can go wrong, so I like putting the pressure on there.
The 2-1 pitch, that missed low for ball three. Trap Hagen in a hitter's friendly count. Just underway here in this one. Bottom of the first, one out. Nothing, nothing, our score. Nobody aboard. The 3-1 pitch. Not missed for ball four. Looks like all three of those balls that were thrown in a row all missed low. Have to see what the approach is here for Anthony Barraza, the designated hitter. This will be our first righty-righty matchup against the sidearm.
Yeah, I think you might see I'm assuming this guy has a slider coming from that arm angle, so you'll probably see him break that out now that he's facing a righty.
And just kind of drop it space.
It's going to look like a fastball until it's not. You know, that's just the way it goes sometimes.
Runner aboard. First pitch to Barraza. Big hack. Comes up empty, so the count 0-1. Barraza calls time after seeing that first pitch to readjust the gloves. What do you think is going through his mind?
I think hopefully he's telling himself to just calm himself down a little bit. You know, he's a big guy with a lot of power. He likes to take big swings.
Pick over to first, not in time.
But, I mean, he hits the ball hard enough. He doesn't have to take his biggest hack to get it out of here, get it into a gap.
He has two home runs on the season. Tied for the most on the team with Jacob Griffin. 0-1 pitch, fouled off straight backs. The count 0-2. What do you feel like the mentality was like down in the dugout before you came up here? Do you feel like everyone was a bit more locked in? Do you feel like everyone's focused? Everyone is just bought into winning today?
Well, yeah, I think everyone kind of realized that something needed to change.
Yeah.
You know, it just hadn't been working out well for us the past few games.
0-2 pitch, swing, and a miss from Barraza. So goes down on strikes. Three pitches. So now we're two away. In the bottom of the first, and you can see Barraza sharing some pointers with Will Hoke, who's about to stride in there. The first submarine pitcher the Trappers have seen this year, and so for a lot of the young guys, you know, it's maybe your first time ever seeing a submarine guy. You've been around for a while, so I'm sure you've seen a few.
Yeah, I've seen a few throughout the day. I actually, the first summer ball team I ever played.
First pitch line in the left field, and that gets down for a base hit. So there you go for Will Hoke. Got a pitch that he liked, and he's been one of the more unlucky guys on the team at the plate as of recent in a bit of a skid.
Yeah, Will always works good at bats. He just hasn't had things going his way lately. Like in our group chat last night, we were just trying to ease up the tension a little bit, but also trying to refocus on what we needed to do. So we started, you know, just joking around with each other about what's going on. We're just talking about how it's been a while since Will had a hit, so it's only right that he was that first pitch?
Yeah, first pitch. Yep, snapped an 0 for 16 stretch at the plate with that one. First pitch to Hunter Brown, hit on the ground, over to third, fielded cleanly the throw on the run in time. For the final out, two hits in the inning for the Trappers. Jackson Mix had a leadoff single, but then was thrown out at second trying to steal the base. And then Will Hoke finally got something to land in left field for a base hit as well, but he is stranded aboard. So a good and encouraging bottom of the first for the Trappers, even though no runs come across to score. So we are through one inning of play here, nothing, nothing to score. on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
At Darren Boyle Sales, I am thankful for this recent moisture, and we continue to get ready for mowing season with a great selection of Bush Hog mowers. Bush Hog mounted and pull-type mowers in sizes from 7 to 15 feet, Bush Hog zero-turn mowers in 3 models, and Bush Hog tillers, 3-point discs, and mounted blades ready for work this spring. I also have Bush Hog rakes and disc mowers on hand for this year's haying season. If you need farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317, like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
Ah, why am I so sore? There are everyday moments.
Oh, hey, hold the ladder! Hold the ladder!
Yeah, that hurt.
And there are epic moments.
Fight! Fight!
Fight! Go in! Fight! Left 1995!
When a moment creates a health need, visit the experts at Avera Orthopedics. We're moving health forward so you can tell the story. Learn more at avera.org/orthopedics.
Welcome back in to Hyde Stadium. Ryan Breeden here. Noel McCreary alongside me for at least the first couple of innings. I don't know, you're allowed to stay for however long you want to.
Yep, I think Jamie wants, I wasn't supposed to do anything yesterday. He told me he didn't want me to hit BP or anything, but I kind of wanted to try it out. Ended up playing in game two. And
how'd you feel?
Yeah, it hurt a little bit, but I felt like my swings looked good and whatnot. I felt I was being competitive with the plate. I was able to get a hit. That first AB felt pretty good off the bat. So, does the job.
Josh Simon will lead things off here in the top of the second. Nothing to score after one inning of play. First pitch fouled back. It's the count 0-1. Casey Kasheva on the mound. Looked good in the top of the first. Allowed one base runner on a blooped single. Then after that, able to get a ground ball to second to end that first inning. Simon, a pitcher as well as a designated hitter, and that one missed inside. He was a starting pitcher in the first game of the season between these two teams. Picked up the win in that one. Seen him in the lineup. He was in the home run derby, that swing out yesterday for you two guys, for the two teams, and from what it seemed like, too, he kind of started raising some tensions late in the game, too. His swing and a miss there looked like a changeup.
Yeah, he just plays with a ton of energy. And he's you can just tell he's a dugout guy. You know, he gets his guys going, and he'll kind of do whatever he has to
1-2 pitch off speed, missed outside. It's the count 2-2.
Change like the flow, just the energy and everything. That's what he feeds off that. And he's a good player to go along with it. So. Definitely an asset for them to have in the dugout.
2-2 pitch. That one slipped out of the hand of Kasheva and missed way up and outside. So the count 3-2 now here. Leadoff man in the top of the second. Yeah, it seemed like, after that Garrett Arnold base hit to tie the game in the bottom of the ninth, the benches kind of cleared a little bit, and able to kind of de-escalate things before they were too bad. That one's chopped to shortstop, fielded cleanly by Andrew Beavers, and the throw to first, a strong one, and it is in time for the first out. Good start to the top of the second inning for Casey Kasheva. I'll bring up Micah Barkenhagen. Circling back to that home run derby swing off, what did you think of that? What were your initial opinions?
It's the first time I've ever experienced one of those.
Yeah.
It was kind of fun at first. It was exciting. The crowd really liked it. I was just hoping that it would be like some crazy, 10-11 bomb. Back and forth.
Rather than 1-0.
Yeah, rather than 1-0. But, either way, I think it was still fun. I think if that doesn't happen, though, I think we end up winning that game. We had all the momentum.
It's the 0-1 pitch to Barkenhagen. That one missed up and inside. It's the count 1-1. Barkenhagen leads the team in home runs with 3 of them. The 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Changed speeds on him, low and away, and got him swinging right over the top. Barkenhagen, college teammates with Trevor Seagraves, Jacob Griffin, so they know him pretty well. 1-2 pitch, tries to drop it in there, but does not get the call. So the count now, 2-2. One out, top of the second. 0-0 our score. Casey Kasheva, the 2-2, runs up and in and nearly hits him. This is Kasheva's second outing of the season against the Pilots. In his first one, he went 4 1/3 innings, threw 101 pitches, gave up 8 earned runs on just 2 hits, though. The 3-2 that one's nubbed off the bat, and the shortstop, Andrew Beavers, will make the catch for an easy out number 2. Getting weak contact so far in this one.
He's looking pretty good so far. He's keeping them off balance, and they're not really. It doesn't look like they know what they're doing right now. They're just trying to find something they can hit, and he's doing a good job.
He had a bit of an awkward start against the Pilots last time he was out there. That was the game where he ran into Jackson Mix on a pop-up on the infield, and then after that kind of just wasn't the same, you know, wasn't able to really locate the way that he typically would want to. And so those 8 earned runs that he gave up against the Pilots, only 2 hits.
Yeah, that was a tough one. That one's
nubbed weak to the right side of the infield, Kasheva Fields, and flips to first in time. So 1-2-3 inning for Casey Kasheva. That one went by in a hurry.
Keeping his pitch count down, that's huge early in the game.
Fantastic start for Casey Kasheva here so far in this game. 1-2-3 inning, and we will go to the bottom of the second. Nothing our score. Trappers trying to get on the board first here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi, conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza. Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or take-out in the pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carry-out orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
I'm DRG Media Group News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra. Whether you're at home, traveling around the world, or anywhere in between, you can take River 92.7 with you. How, you may ask? Activate the River 92.7 Alexa skill or download the DRGNews.com app, a service of Golden Buffalo Casino. Both are easy to set up, allowing you to enjoy high-quality sound wherever you go. Again, take River 92.7 anywhere you go by enabling the Alexa skill or downloading the DRGNews.com app.
Welcome back for the bottom of the second inning here, Hyde Stadium. 0-0 our score. Pier Trappers hosting the Red River Pilots. The Trappers picked up 2 hits in the bottom of the first inning, but unable to cash in either of them. So it looks like at least an encouraging start to the offense. Ryan Breeden here, joined by Noah McCreary. He'll be here for, I think, this next half inning, and then go back down to the dugout.
Yep.
We've got Jacob Griffin about to come up here. He'll be followed by Carson Trumple, the catcher, and Andrew Beavers. Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7 KGFX FM Pier. When you gamble with safety, you bet your life. So please buckle up. When did you first realize, Noah, when you got here, the correct pronunciation for Pier?
It was when I got into my host family's house. So I was delirious because I was on like 4 hours
sure.
of sleep and
yeah.
drove, you know, 11 hours to get here. And so I walk in and I didn't even notice that they were calling it Pier, you know, the first day. And so I wake up in the morning.
First pitch, and that one missed outside to Jacob Griffin's to count 1-0.
And I'm talking with my host family, Kevin and Brenda. And I said,
shout out Kevin and Brenda.
Yeah, they're the best. I said Pierre, and they were like, I thought we talked about this yesterday.
That was popped foul out of play to the left side, so the count 1-1 to Jacob Griffin.
So, I didn't want to disappoint them ever again. So I now know it is Pierre, 100% Pierre.
I was made aware of that before I even had my first broadcast. I was told, all right, Ryan, you're the voice of the Trappers, so you better pronounce it right. Off-speed pitch, and that one missed for ball 2, so the count 2-1 here. I'm pretty sure if I ever were to mess that up, I'd probably get picked up and thrown right out of the booth.
Yeah, I think they'd be coming up here with pitchforks.
I think you're probably right. The 2-1 pitch, and that one missed outside as well for ball 3. It looks like so far early on this home plate umpire strike zone, not really giving the benefit of the doubt on the low pitches, and so for a submarine pitcher, that's not ideal. That
Atta
one
boy.
Is lined in left field, and it will get down for a base hit. The Trappers, I tell you what, for seeing a submarine guy for the first time all year, they're hitting him well.
Yeah, we're looking good up there. We're staying balanced.
3 hits already early on. three great swings. Jacob Griffin gets aboard on a leadoff single. Second time in as many innings that we have seen that. That brings up Carson Trumpold.
Hard line drives the other way are always a good sign that we're seeing someone well.
One thing that we had talked about as well in that meeting, you know, trying to take advantage of hitting it the opposite way, especially against the Pilots, seeing the way they typically shift and position the right side of that infield to pick over to first, nothing doing, so Griffin gets back in safely. A big hole to the right side.
Yep, there's a lot of space over this. Hopefully Carson can push one over there.
Trumpold starting behind the dish today. First pitch, there is one in there. And so we're kind of down to a two-catcher rotation now with Daniel Habb being out for the year with his broken hand. It was an unfortunate situation, and there's a swing and a miss for strike two.
Yeah, that one hurts. Danny, he's a great guy. Everyone loves having Danny around.
And he's one of those guys that you can just tell how much he loves the game.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite things about him is every time you see him,
you know he wants to be here. Yes, he does. So the count one and two.
He's looking good coaching first base over there right now, though.
Oh, yeah, got the helmet on, got on the shades. He wanted to come up here initially yesterday, but then he stepped foot in that coach's box as that one is inside. Oh, no, they're going to say that's strike three. We don't really have a clear signal from this home plate umpire. Yeah. He's not really sticking the arm out there to signal if it's a ball or a strike, so he kind of leaves us up here to try and figure out what he's saying.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what's going on back there, I'm going to be honest.
From what I understand, from what I was told, neither of these umpires have much umpiring experience before this game.
Well, the one behind home plate, he works at Subway.
Oh, okay. Hey, shout out.
He made some of our sandwiches. It was pretty cool seeing him out
there. That one runs in and hits Andrew Beavers in the lower back. So there's a hit by pitch, one out.
Really?
Bottom of the second, runners on first and second. That's interesting. So,
yep.
All right. So we've got Jackson out there as the field umpire. You know, he's been involved with the team, been around Pier for a long time, works at the radio station here, DRG. And then you've got
the best sandwich maker.
The best sandwich maker.
River.
Yeah. I mean, that's amazing. Yes, no, it's a sandwich artist, if we're being real. It's runners on first and second, one out, bottom of the second for Maddox Mueller.
The bread is his canvas.
Oh, yes. First pitch squares to bunt, but cannot get it down, so the count 0-1 now. What's your go-to Subway order, Noah?
Oh, I always, every single time for the last 8 years, I've gotten the same sandwich. I have not switched it up once. The toppings don't change, nothing.
Never? Okay.
No, I'll give you the whole order right now. Spicy Italian on Italian white bread, pepper jack cheese, you get it toasted, you get the banana peppers, the lettuce, the spinach, and then the Chipotle Southwest sauce.
A one pitch sky to the right side, foul out of play. You have that just like in your brain, like it's its own file. Like it's autopilot. You can list it all just one after the other.
Oh, 100%.
Sounds like we need to make that an NIL deal. The Noah McCreary sub special from Subway. Let's make it happen, Subway. Schreiber gets set, and the 0-2 pitch, and a swing.
Oh, he fouled it off.
And just fouled it off. It looked like it bounced out of the catcher's glove there behind the plate. So just staying alive. Runners on first and second. One out. Bottom of the second. Nothing, nothing, our score.
Maddox is due for a hit here, too.
He has some sneaky power on that bat. The 0-2 pitch missed outside. A good take there. Maddox in the 9 spot here in this game. And it's not a bad spot to be in. You know, that second leadoff, Jacob Griffin really thrived there when he was there. But he's getting bumped up in the order. The 1-2 pitch fouled off the cage. So the count stays 1-2. Maddox, 13 hits on the team. That was tied for the team lead coming into this game. Will Hoke had his 14th hit of the game in that last inning.
So, I mean,
1-2 pitch.
Am I at 13
that one missed.
Now?
I think remember. That you are at 13. Yeah, let me go look.
Well, I might have been at 13. I had one yesterday, so maybe, just maybe,
we're
tied up there.
I think that you're 13 now.
Oh, shucks. All right.
Got a little work to do when you get back in the lineup. Have yourself a multi-hit game, and you'll be right back at the top.
I'm going to have to get two tomorrow.
Hey, we can do that. Schreiber steps off the count 2-2. You had a fantastic start to the season. That much I will say.
Yep, it was those first couple, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 games, whatever it was, I was seeing it really
You were
well.
10 for your first 26. Is that missed? Looks like that one missed inside. So the count now full at 3-2. A chance to maybe load the bases with just one away here in the bottom of the second.
That with the top of the order coming up.
But first it'll have a 3-2 pitch upcoming. Runners on first and second base. Schreiber gets set, and the submarine delivery missed high for ball four.
Big at bat there.
So there you go. Maddox Mueller able to work himself back out of a 1-2 count. Draws that one out walk, and now the bases are loaded with one out, and it's Jackson Mix. He singled up the middle in his first at bat, and he has a chance to get the Trappers on the board early. He has the fourth most RBI on the team with 6. All of them with 2 outs, though.
You know what? Let's say he gets 2 or 3 more right here, huh?
I would be I'd be okay with that. It'd be a good start, and it would really show that, you know, the team is really taking to heart those changes and those talks we have seen over the last 24 hours or so.
Yep, just turning the page, getting ready for the next...
First pitch.
The next 30 games.
And that one, again, there's no call either way, so I think that one missed outside for a ball. It does. I think is the key word for all of us up here. I think. There's really no pointing at all. Hey, it's all right. We'll make it work up here. Schreiber gets set. And the submarine delivery on 1-0. And that one's lined in left field. It gets down for a base hit. So the Trappers are on the board first. Everyone moves up 90 feet. Jacob Griffin cruises home. And there is an RBI single for Jackson Mix. His 7th RBI of the year. His first one with less than 2 outs.
Just a clutch player. You can't teach it.
Can't teach the clutchness. So the Trappers on the board first here, 1-0 in the bottom of the second. 4 hits already here in this game for the Trappers offense. The bases remain loaded. Andrew Beavers on third. Maddox Mueller on second. A lot of speed. And then Jackson Mix on first. Tyler Trapphagen up there now. He walked in his first at bat. A walk would do the trick here again.
No, walk gets you an RBI. Can't complain about those.
First pitch, fouled off straight back, so the count 0-1. Trapphagen wanted to be a Trapper last year, actually, and never got the opportunity, and so he was more than happy to come and join the team here in Pierre this year.
Yeah, we like having him already. He's fun to have around. He's a pretty good ball player, too.
0-1 pitch, lined to the right side, and through for a base hit. One run will score. Maddox Mueller using that speed to round third, and the throw home is not in time. A 2-RBI single from Tyler Trapphagen, and it is 3-0 Trappers here in the bottom of the second.
Don't let the trap get hot.
It's a different-looking team than what we have seen since probably that 3-game sweep in Bancroft.
So this, we have 5 hits right now, and I think that's what we had in both games combined yesterday. So this is a good change.
The offense showing up early, had the RBI single from Jackson Mix, and then a 2-RBI single from Tyler Trapphagen. 3 runs have scored here in the bottom of the second. Anthony Barraza up there now. Runners on first and second. First pitch, that one is taken inside for ball one. This seems like a tiny strike zone. It's
yeah,
tight.
I haven't really been able to tell which ones he's deciding to call for strikes or not.
Hey, you know, we'll take the tiny strike zone.
Well, you know,
it's working so far. The 1-0 pitch, that one missed outside for ball two.
It's different every day. Some, you know, depends on who you have back there. Depends on what the pitcher's looking like.
Exactly right.
You know, like if a pitcher's throwing really well, then the zone tends to get a little bit bigger because they've earned those calls.
Mm-hmm.
I forget this guy's name, but he hasn't been
Schreiber.
He hasn't been lights out today by any means. So the zone
2-0 pitch.
Oh,
that
oh,
one's
boy.
Roped to the right side. Will it get down in fair ground? It will. Extra bases. Jackson Mix rounding third, and he is followed closely by Tyler Trapphagen, both going to cross the plate at the same time. And Barraza slides into third. A 2-RBI triple from one of the slowest men on the team, Anthony Barraza, down that right field line. And it is 5-0 Trappers here in the bottom of the second. The offense, they might be back.
I think we're back. They messed up. They let the trap get hot.
Everyone was in a cold streak at the same time. It was just a team-wide slump.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like maybe that switch has been flipped. Everything has been pushed behind us. And this is what we've got now. 5 runs in the bottom of the second. 6 hits already. We have a quick mound visit out there to check on Garrett Schreiber. Jason Willers, his catcher, out there to talk with him. Back-to-back-to-back hits for the Trappers. An RBI single for Jackson Mix, a 2-RBI single for Tyler Traphagen, and a 2-RBI triple for Anthony Barraza. I can't believe he made it to third.
Yeah, that blew my mind.
First pitch to Will Hoke, misses up near the helmet. So the count 1-0.
You know, Tony's been in the gym a lot lately, though. Maybe he was hitting the high-speed treadmill, trying to get the legs moving a little bit.
Well, he showed it there.
He sure did. He was moving.
The head-first slide into third as well, the 1-0 pitch. And that one missed low. So the count 2-0. You know, Matty Holm over there, the manager for the Pilots, might need to be careful. We already have some action in the Pilots bullpen. Jalen Lee,
yeah, the first
2-0
baseman.
Pitch. That one
hit
left field, and that gets down for a base hit. So another run will score. Will Hoke 2-for-2 in the game. That drives in Anthony Barraza. 4 consecutive hits for the Trappers. That one makes it 6-0 here in the bottom of the second.
That's right where Will's last hit was. Another line drive right over the shortstop the other way. Beautiful. Can't teach it.
Will Hoke, he is just an all-around hitter on the team. He came in today with the most hard-hit balls on the team, but he was not being rewarded for them whatsoever. He's able to find some green grass here today in back-to-back swings.
Oh, yeah. The boys are fired up now. This is a lot more fun playing like this.
A lot more fun. Hunter Brown now up there, first pitch. That one missed inside. Maybe it just took a submarine guy, you know? Maybe we can see a submarine guy every game.
Yeah, it took something. Maybe the fireworks are what we needed because we had those fireworks opening night.
Right.
We won 13-4.
You're right.
This is the first time we've got him at home since then. And you know what?
1-0 pitch. There's a call to strike.
We need to talk to the fire department here in town, see if we can't do that.
I don't know who's going to pay for him. But, if they want to give him to us, we'll take him.
Well, you'd think they'd be willing to pull some strings, let the trap get hot.
There's a swing and a miss for Hunter Brown. He'll step out and adjust the gloves in a 1-2 count. I'm kind of disappointed in Hunter today. He told me up here in the press box yesterday that he was going to swap one shoe each with Garrett Arnold. And that one's popped up.
Oh, that might get down.
Shallow right field. A tough play on the move, but play will be made by Hayden out there in right field for the second out. Because both Hunter Brown and Garrett Arnold have big league shoe New Balance cleats.
Yeah,
Hunter's are bright green. Garrett's are purple. They're the same shoe size. So I was like, you guys need to swap one with each other. So one's wearing a green and a purple, and the other's wearing a green and a purple.
I think that'd look kind of cool.
And he was like, all right, I'll do it. And he didn't do it.
Maybe Griff get another hit here.
Will Hoke on first base. Jacob Griffin, first pitch swinging skied into center field.
That's not
a
bad
swing. It's like a routine play, and the catch made out there in center by Caleb Whitley. So the inning is over, but not before the offense does some damage.
Big time inning for the boys.
5 hits, 6 runs, including back to back to back to back hits from Jackson Mix, Tyler Traphagen, Anthony Barraza, and Will Hoke. The 1-2-3-4. They do some damage.
Can't beat it.
And so the Trappers 6-0 through 2 innings. Noah, are you going to go back downstairs and join the team?
Yep, I think I got to go do some baseball stuff now.
All right, go have fun. We might have a replacement of guests up here for the top of the third.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll take a quick break and come back for the top of the third on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you that you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
Now you can book flights from Pier Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is now at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pier Regional Airport. One-way rates as low as $59, 50-passenger jets, and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pier Regional Airport.
Welcome back into Hyde Stadium. A big second inning for the Trappers, 6-0. Our score, Trappers score 6 runs in the bottom of the second on 5 hits. And now Casey Kosheva out there with some run support. And he will face Jason Willers, the catcher, his first at bat of the game. And the first pitch, and that one's popped up on the infield. The third baseman, Hunter Brown, battling the sun, and he makes the catch for out number one. Kind of drifted there near that third base line. The wind pushing everything kind of straight to left field. But a good job there from Hunter to camp under that and make the first out of the top of the third. So now it will be Jared Kirkman. First pitch squares to bunt, but then pulls it back. So the count 1-0 here. One out, top of the third. Righty-righty matchup, and the pitch. That one missed high. So the count 2-0, and a tiny strike zone we have here from the home plate umpire. Two-oh pitch. That one missed high as well. Ball three. Schreiber already at 45 pitches for the Pilots. We'll see how much longer his outing lasts. The 3-0 pitch. That one missed for ball four. So a four-pitch walk. Here with one out in the top of the third. That puts a runner aboard and shifts us back over to the top of the lineup for Caleb Whitley. He is 0-1 in the game. One hit for the Pilots, and that came in the first. They're just a bloop single to left field. First pitch, there's a called strike at the knees. Casey Kosheva. This is his 7th appearance of the season. A one pitch. And there's another called strike at the knees with a fastball back to back. Got back-to-back calls, so after a walk on 4 pitches, a batter ago, he's ahead in this count, 0-2. And the 0-2 pitch, that one's popped up into shallow left field. A tough play again, and Andrew Beavers makes the over-the-head catch, ranging from his shortstop position into shallow left field. There are now 2 away here. So 2 outs, top of the third. A couple of pop-ups into shallow left field. A nice play from Andrew Beavers at shortstop to make that catch. Not an easy catch to make while running backwards. So that brings up Joey Hayden now, the right fielder. He is 0-1. First pitch, that missed outside. So the count 1-0 here. Kosheva gets set, and he'll spin and pick to first. It's a good idea, and they will say that he is out. Good idea from Casey Kosheva. Gets the call. Kirkman was not happy about it over there at first. Neither is Maddie Holum. But Casey Kosheva picks Jared Kirkman off of first, and that ends the top of the third. 6-0, our score. We go to the bottom half of the third inning here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their 4 wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp with Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
The DRG Media Group Sports Players Perspective Podcast.
I have always felt this sense of community from Fort Pierre, from Pierre, South Dakota, Central South Dakota especially, and I couldn't be more grateful for that.
Sam Oscarello, one of the very best Stanley County Buffaloes ever. Hear from her and her life in basketball on the Players Perspective Podcast. Listen or download to your favorite station page at drgnews.com and the DRG News app, brought to you by American Bank and Trust and Avera Orthopedics.
Welcome back in here. Bottom of the third inning. Derek Schreiber coming back out for his third inning of work, but you know, it's been a shaky go of things for him. He's given up 7 hits already to this Trappers lineup in just 2 innings, including a 6-run bottom of the second. The offense just showing a spark that we have not seen from them in the last couple of weeks. Coming into this game, the Trappers had lost 17 of their last 20 after a 3-game sweep on the road of the Raging Roosters. The offense looks like they're starting to piece things together. Already almost 2 times through the order. Carson Schrumpeld will lead things off, the Trappers catcher. First pitch, and that one missed inside for ball one. Schreiber, the submarine pitcher, just has not been on his game so far for the Pilots. The 1-0 pitch, and that runs inside near the knees. So the count 2-0. Jalen Lee out there in the bullpen for the Pilots. The 2-0 pitch, there's a called strike. But I would have to guess that this outing for Garrick Schreiber might be cut short at some point. Already at 48 pitches, the 2-1 pitch. That one missed outside for ball three. Six to nothing our score. The Trappers leading it here in the bottom of the third inning. The 3-1 pitch, and that one's fouled off to the right side, and it bounces off of this grandstand press box area. If the windows were open, maybe we could have reached out and caught that one. I've always wanted to do that. The payoff pitch hit to shortstop, fielded on a hop, and the throw in time for out number one. Jack Walton playing shortstop today. Made that one look pretty routine, because it was. Andrew Beavers up there now for the second time. He was hit by a pitch and scored a run in that 6-run bottom of the second. First pitch missed low and outside. We haven't really seen a whole lot of breaking ball action from Garrick Schreiber. A lot of just fastball and maybe some changeup thrown in there. The 1-0 pitch. That one's chopped foul off to that left side. So the count 1-1. Garrick Schreiber facing Andrew Beavers. He was up here with me in the press box yesterday. And there's a called strike. Beavers' Nana was listening. Was interacting with us on the YouTube chat. He's a Tennessee kid. The 1-2, and that one's chopped foul off the foot. So he'll walk that one off. Not in too much pain after that one. He was in some pain after being hit in the back of the helmet by a pitch, however. That was in game one. The end of game one. Hit in the back of the helmet and knocked the helmet right off. The 1-2, that one looked like a slider. One of the first ones we have seen from Schreiber, but it missed outside 2-2. And yes, for my producer Heather, my car is safe. I'm good. I'm parked out in that outfield parking lot. Shriver steps off, and we had a ball that rolled into fair territory from the Pilots' bullpen. Because not its own separate area. The bullpens are just kind of down the lines, so the Pilots are down that left field line. The 2-2 pitch misses inside for ball three. So the count 3-2 now. One out here in the bottom of the third. Looking to get a man aboard. Schreiber gets set. And the payoff pitch. That one's lined to third and snagged on a bounce and a great play over there at third. And the throw is in time for out number two. Excellent defense from Tyler Wiltshire. It was hit well. And Wiltshire kind of joking around with his starting pitcher, Garrick Schreiber, saying, you know, I kind of covered my eyes, just put my glove up there and hoped for the best and snagged it on a hop. So now two outs, Maddox Mueller. He reached safely and scored in his last time up there. It was a walk. First pitch missed outside. The count 1-0. Before this game, Maddox shaved his facial hair completely. He had kind of that curly mustache going, a little bit of scruff everywhere else, but decided to go baby-faced, so gets rid of all of the facial hair, says, we're going to turn this around. I'm going to shave it off, get a new walk-up song. The 2-0 pitch, swing and a miss. So the count 2-1. And so far, it seems like it has worked. Just a new energy for this Trappers team and the dugout. And with it being a young team, it's easy to flip that switch. The 2-1 pitch. That one's chopped foul. Coach Jamie in the third base coach's box able to snag it on a bounce. Jamie showing that he's still got some baseball left in the tank. Big smile over there in that third base coach's box. Mueller calls time and steps out. Before this 2-2 pitch, two outs, bottom of the third. Trappers leading it 6-0, and the pitch, and went with that slider and got a swing and a miss. But, you know, it was a pretty quick pitch there, and I don't think Maddox was very happy about it. Maddox was, he stepped out, and right as he stepped in that box, didn't really even have time to get himself set or ready, and Schreiber is already delivering home. And so I think that's a conversation that Coach Jamie Habiger is going to have with the home plate umpire now, but nothing can be changed, obviously, because we don't have any replay review of any sort. Either way, the third inning is over. The Trappers are leading it 6-0. We'll take a quick break. Casey Kasheva coming back out for the top of the fourth here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
The Corner Station in Pierre can help you get ready for all of your activities and trips all summer long. Fuel up your car, grab snacks, drinks, and coffee, and get on the road so you can make the most of the beautiful summer months. Save 10 cents off per gallon when you pay in-store with cash or a check. They are open every day at 7 a.m. Stop into the Corner Station located at 103 East Pleasant Drive on the S-Curve in Pierre.
Living with less pain means living at your best, but an action-packed life can wear your body down. Avera Orthopedics keeps you moving with total joint replacements for pain you don't have to live with. Find relief with the region's largest orthopedic physician team of specialized surgeons so you can keep moving forward. Avera, moving health forward. Learn more at avera.org/sf-total-joint.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you that you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
Welcome back into Hyde Stadium, top of the fourth. First pitch of the inning from Casey Kasheva. That one missed. Joey Hayden up there. Actually, no, it's called the strike, so the count 0-1. Again, you know, I've got Jack Van Camp now here with me. This home plate umpire, not really been too clear about his strike calls.
No.
Oh, here we go. Now you're unmuted.
Now, all right.
Yep, there we go.
Sounds good. Yeah, I mean, I think this is probably, I think, I'm pretty sure I heard this is his first time behind the plate, so with usually with those kind of umpires.
1-1 pitch hit over on the ground to short. Andrew Beavers snags it on the backhand, and the throw is a strong one, and it is in time for out number one.
Good play. But yeah, with these umpires, I mean, usually their first games, you know, you're kind of nervous and you don't, I don't know, you got to show confidence in your calls, really. And right now you can just see he's kind of struggling with just being confident about what he really believes is a strike or a ball. And just,
it's a tiny strike zone, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's very small. It's very,
would be a frustrating one for you if you were out there on the mound.
Yeah, if I was on the mound, I'd probably be talking a lot. So good thing I'm not out there today.
Right.
But Casey's doing great. So, yeah, doing about as good as he can with this kind of zone.
So now the first pitch to Jack Walton. That's down the middle for a called strike. You were down there in the dugout for those first three innings. What was the demeanor like?
No, I mean, it's great. We're up 6-0. I mean, so far for the season, I don't really think we've really been up by that much. So, I mean,
that one missed.
Dugout's in a good mood. Everyone's having a good time.
There you go.
Yep. But it just, no, it feels good. Dugout's activated today.
1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. With a change up there. Have you talked to Casey much? Because he kind of is, especially when we're on the road, he's kind of like the team pitching coach.
Yeah, Casey.
1-2, that one bounced. Count 2-2.
No, I appreciate Casey. Honestly, he has a great demeanor for pitching. He has a great routine, everything. He does everything the right way that a pitcher should do, and he just overall.
2-2 pitch, that one skied into shallow right center field. Jacob Griffin on the move, and nearly a collision, and the ball gets down. So Jack Walton cruises in to second base. Maddox Mueller and Jacob Griffin nearly collided. It looked like.
Yeah, that happens a lot when those in-betweeners.
It was just right there in that Bermuda Triangle, exactly. No man's land, and shallow right center field. And
yep.
Neither of them could really get there, but they both were really close. So they both almost tried to make like that last second play on it.
Yeah.
But they almost ran into each other. Yep. Luckily, Maddox went low and Jacob went high, so they missed each other completely.
Yep.
But the ball landed anyway, and luckily that's only going to be two bases.
Yeah, Bolt just yelled and got it, and that's just that happens.
So the first pitch missed up and in to Isaac Becker. Runner in scoring position now for the Pilots. Their first one of those here so far in the game. 1-0 pitch. Off speed, does not get the spot. Jack, this is your second time now up here with me, and it's been a while
since
the first one. You were one of my first guests that I had on this season.
I think it was the third game or something like that.
I think it was the third game because you started game two.
Yep. Yeah, it was the third game then.
2-0 pitch. Ooh. That one missed. I don't know where it missed, but it missed.
Yeah. I have a feeling someone's going to get thrown out today. One of the coaches, for sure.
I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, me too.
I would be fully down with that.
Yeah, I love seeing that stuff.
3-0 pitch. And there's a called strike with the off-speed. Dropped it in there. So has Casey showed you his invention yet?
Yeah.
His fascist stick?
Yeah, I think that's an awesome. I think that's a great idea.
Isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's so simple, but
3-1 in a last second called time as Casey was delivering the pitch. So it looked good, but it doesn't count.
Yeah. I don't really know what happened there. I'm assuming it was just a late second thing. And as a pitcher, you don't like seeing that when the batter calls time right before when you're in your delivery and then the ump gives it to him. Usually, you know, if you're almost about to go to the plate, then probably shouldn't grant that, but
3-1 pitch. That missed low for ball four. So runners now on first and second for the Pilots here in the top of the fourth. Josh Simon, the designated hitter, coming up to bat now. Trappers leading it 6-0. Six runs in that bottom of the second. That top of the order was just crushing the ball.
Yeah. No, this Pilot team's got a lot of big hitters on the team. I know that this kid, I'm pretty sure I don't think he won NAIA Player of the Year, but
first pitch chopped to second. Fields on a big hop and the flip to second, so they'll at least get one, but Beavers kind of gets clipped in that right leg. Luckily, it looks like he is all right.
No hard feelings.
No hard feelings at all. Looks like you have
sportsmanship. There you go.
Isaac Becker making sure that Andrew Beavers is all right, but a great job. And no one's covering second. It's another throw to second, and that one still skips away, and a run is going to score now for the Pilots. Kind of the same situation as what happened in game two last night. So Andrew Beavers, let me break this all down for you really quickly. You had a ball hit a hard chopper on the infield to Jackson Mix. He fielded it and just flipped to second for the out. But Andrew Beavers kind of got clipped in the leg after catching it cleanly. So then after he threw it back into Casey Kosheva, we had a bit of a play there from Josh Simon trying to take second base. He sprinted over there to the second base bag. Kosheva was caught off guard. He whipped and threw it to second, but the throw was off the line because he wasn't expecting it. It rolled into the outfield, and that allowed for a run to score.
Yeah, that's strange. I mean, usually right there, like, it's just automatic time. You know, after a play like that, after, you know, a little collision there, not collision, but a little slide in, and everyone's kind of just seeing if everyone's okay. That's
First pitch to Micah Barkenhagen is a called strike, but
yeah, that was different. I think
one of those things that I feel like if you have some experience behind home plate with the umpire, it probably doesn't happen.
Yeah, that I mean, the play should have been dead after the little
0-1 pitch. That one missed inside, so the count 1-1.
The little collision there. I mean, that kind of automatically should be a dead. Just everything should stop there, you know. But I feel like experience plays in there with the umpires where you don't really, I don't know, just kind of.
It's just weird.
Let the play keep going even though it shouldn't have.
So the 1-1 pitch, that one missed inside for ball two. Josh Simon is he's an aggressive player, to say the least. He's aggressive. He's very competitive.
Very.
Plays with his heart on his sleeve.
Yeah, he does.
Not much we know for a fact. The 2-1 pitch, that one's Ryan in the left field. I guess down for a base hit. Trap Hagen fields and the throw home, but no need for it anyway, because Simon just stays at third. They try to snap over to first and get Barkenhagen on this
almost
run back, and they almost got him, but now we'll have a called time. Yeah. Everyone in the infield throws their hands up and says, please give us a dead ball for at least a second.
Yeah, that was good. Smart.
So runners on the corners now. Two hits for the Pilots. Two outs, top of the fourth. Trappers leading it 6-1. That brings up Tyler Wiltshire. And the first pitch, that one skips away, and Simon's going to take home for the second run for the Pilots.
That's tough.
Just a pitch in the dirt. Trumpold couldn't keep it in front.
Yeah.
Leaked away from him off to that right side. And Josh Simon just was able to cruise in and score, so it is now 6-2. Here in the top of the fourth. It also allowed for Barkenhagen to take second.
Just need to minimize here, get out of here. Two runs isn't too bad.
The 1-0 pitch. That drops in for a called strike. The count 1-1. Trappers still leading it by 4, even after giving up two runs here in the top of the fourth. 1-1 pitch, that one missed low. So for Kosheva, both of these runs do go down as earned runs, even though kind of some weird circumstances to get us here.
Yeah. Not in the favor of Casey.
Kosheva looks in for his sign. The 2-1 pitch, chopped foul. So count 2-2. Two outs, top of the fourth. Wiltshire at the plate. 0-1 in the game. But he has a runner in scoring position.
Yeah, big pitch.
2-2 pitch. Runs in, and that one got him on the leg. So a hit by pitch. Wiltshire, the former Trapper, a couple of years ago, takes his base.
Was he actually?
Yeah.
Was he?
Back in, I believe, 2020. Yep, in 2020.
Wow.
Was a former Trapper.
There you go.
Now with the Pilots, though, The first year of existence for the Red River Pilots. So now runners on first and second. Brings up the catcher, Jason Willers from Iowa. Davenport, where he grew up. That one hit him as well. That one got off the elbow guard. Actually, there wasn't even an elbow guard on, so that one just hit him in the elbow. So back-to-back hit by pitch. Base is loaded, two outs, and we'll have a quick mound visit here from Coach Jamie Haviger and the infield to calm down Casey Kasheva.
Yep, just slow the game down. I think those are two breaking balls. That bolt just got away.
Casey sometimes gets bit with the hit-by-pitch bug. He has hit 19 batters this year, and that is 10 more than the next.
That's probably. Am I the next?
Yes.
I was going to say, I've been hitting a lot of kids.
You have 9 hit batters this year. Jack Van Camp, that's the one with the headset on right now. Casey Kasheva has 19.
I guess assert your dominance.
It's like some Happy Gilmore stuff. Let it hit me.
Yeah, exactly.
Standing in front of the.
It's okay to hit kids.
The pitching machine.
It's all right.
It's okay to when you're the pitcher.
Yeah.
When you're the batter, though,
yeah, when you're
it's
the
not
batter,
so okay.
It's not fun, but I mean.
So base is loaded. Two outs. First Ooh. Pitch. That one missed inside.
Almost. Almost made 20.
Almost did. Jared Kirkman, he walked in his first at-bat. Big spot here for the Trappers starter, Casey Kasheva, the 1-0 pitch. There's a strike. Glad he got that call there.
Yeah, that our dugout would have been loud if he didn't get that one.
Oh, boy. So the count 1-1, bases loaded, two outs, top of the fourth. And the pitch. That one's roped to third and caught on the line by Hunter Brown.
Sweet.
It was barreled up nicely from Kirkman, but Hunter Brown showing the reflexes in the hot corner.
Right place, right time.
And so that will end the inning. The Pilots score two runs in the top of the fourth, but they strand the bases loaded. So it could have been a whole lot worse for the Trappers. Casey Kasheva pitches out of the jam. And so we will go to the bottom of the fourth, 6-2, the score, Trappers leading it here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
At Darren Boyle Sales, I am thankful for this recent moisture, and we continue to get ready for mowing season with a great selection of Bush Hog mowers. Bush Hog mounted and pull-type mowers in sizes from 7 to 15 feet, Bush Hog zero-turn mowers in 3 models, and Bush Hog tillers, 3-point discs, and mounted blades ready for work this spring. I also have Bush Hog rakes and disc mowers on hand for this year's haying season. If you need farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317, like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
Experience the Outpost Lodge, overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
The Corner Station in Pier can help you get ready for all of your activities and trips all summer long. Fuel up your car, grab snacks, drinks, and coffee, and get on the road so you can make the most of the beautiful summer months. Save 10 cents off per gallon when you pay in-store with cash or a check. They are open every day at 7 a.m. Stop into the Corner Station located at 103 East Pleasant Drive on the S-Curve in Pier.
Welcome back into Hyde Stadium. Ryan Breeden here. Jack Van Camp, the local kid on the headset. 6-2 our score. The Trappers leading it. Going to the bottom of the fourth inning. Two runs scored for the Pilots in the top of the fourth, but they stranded the bases loaded. So, Jack, you, a lot of people don't really realize this, I guess, but you like have a full-time job that you're doing between, like, when you're not pitching.
Yeah. I'm working for R&W Construction and working right around 40 hours a week, sometimes 50. I got actually, me and my buddy, Clay Alden, actually, we worked together, and the past 2 weeks we got 55 hours last week and 52 this week. So a lot of overtime.
Man, yeah. I see your nose is sunburned. I
know.
That's a result of that.
Yeah, it won't stop peeling, but
Jackson Mix standing in there first, and that one missed way outside for ball one.
No, it's a good time. Basically just doing water and sewer lines and...
All right. I'm sure it pays pretty well.
Helping the town of Pier survive.
Gotta love it. The 1-0 pitch.
Day by day.
That one missed outside for ball two. Jackson Mix, 2 for 2 in this game. 2 base hits, one of them an RBI base hit.
Yeah. No, he's not. He seems to be on this kid pretty good.
Garrick Schreiber is the one on the mound. A submarine pitcher.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Kind of been lit up a little bit. The 2-0, that one stays outside as well. The count 3-0.
Yeah, I'm not saying I'm surprised ever hitting this kid around, but a little bit, because his arm action is one of the coolest, funkiest ones I've ever seen.
It's weird. It's kind of like some, like, Steve Cishek, Darren O'Day type of stuff.
Exactly.
3-0 pitch. That one stays outside as well, so a 4-pitch walk. Jackson Mix tried to flip the bat, and he just kind of tossed it right over his head, so I had to try and flip it again. So leadoff walk, Jackson Mix doing exactly what you want your leadoff man to do, getting on base. All 3 times so far that he's been up there. Now we've got Tyler Trapagan. He had a 2 RBI single and scored a run in his last at-bat.
Did he get here? He got here the other day, didn't he?
Yep.
Okay, that's what I thought.
His first game that he played was that one that got rained out.
Yeah.
And then he resumed and was in the lineup still. So 2 days ago was when he got here.
Yeah, and if anyone listening didn't watch the game or see the game or hear about it last night, he had one of the best defensive 2 games I've ever seen in center field.
Yeah.
He probably made like 5 sliding diving catches, ran into the wall dead center. He had a great game out there. It was impressive. Can cover a lot of ground. And he had a lot of barrels too.
He did.
Yeah, a lot of barrels. I mean, got pretty unlucky for the most part, but
Schreiber picks over to first, but not in time. So the count 0-1. It's a first pitch strike.
Yeah, I was talking to him yesterday. I didn't know, but apparently he's from Aberdeen. I don't know if he's from Aberdeen, but he told me that he played for the Aberdeen Smitties back in graduating 2018 or something like that. Yeah, I didn't know that, but.
A 1-pitch, now it's hit on the ground and through the right side for a base hit. Jackson Mix will go from first to third. The throw to third is a strong one, and it might be in time, but the tag is not in time. So Jackson Mix slides in there, keeps that left hand on the bag. Until he gets that called time.
Yep, good throw, good slide, though.
So Tyler Trapagan has also reached base safely in all 3 of his at-bats. Another base hit there. He had the 2 RBI single in his last at-bat, also walked. Nothing more that you can ask for from the top of your order than to get on base every time.
Mm-hmm. It's rare, but if that happens, you're usually going to win the ballgame.
So a big spot for Anthony Barraza here. Runners on the corners, nobody out, bottom of the 4th inning. First pitch, swinging. It was like a half swing, and he still hit that into shallow center field, and it might get down, and it does for a base hit. So a run will score. Jackson Mix cruises in. That was a check swing, half swing, and you can see Anthony Barraza over at first shrugging the shoulder, saying, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how I did that, but I did it.
That's a straight-up excuse me swing.
Hey, you got to take that, though. The Trappers have not been very lucky for the last 3 weeks at least.
Yeah.
Let's get the luck and the baseball gods back on our side.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
And there we're seeing that they might be kind of back, still struggling the shoulder, saying, I don't know.
Yeah.
He didn't. Like I said, it wasn't even a full swing. No. It was a half swing, and it just blooped down there in center field. So 9 hits now for the Trappers. Yeah, a run scored, and it is 7-2. We have another baseball that rolls into playable territory from the Pilots bullpen. Second time that's happened so far in this game. Garrick Schreiber, this could be his last inning. He is about to throw pitch number 70, facing Will Hoke. And the first pitch, that one bounced and skips away, and so the runners will move up 90 feet, and they're going to say that one hit him as well.
Yep. I think that clipped him right in the front foot.
They say that one bounced and hit that front toe. Initially, I thought it was just a wild pitch, but Will Hoke, that one grazed the white cleats.
Yep, that might be it for...
And now we have a mound visit. Garrick Schreiber, I think his day is done. Bases loaded, nobody out. 1 run already across here in the bottom of the 4th. Trapper's offense looking good. 9 hits already in just a little over 3 innings. So let's take a quick break. And we will introduce the new pitcher for the Pilots and continue on here in the bottom of the fourth when we come back on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their four wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp with Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
Business owners, have you been exploring advertising more on social media or even looking at advertising and streaming services? This is John with DRG Media Group. Did you know that we offer complete marketing solutions that can have your business on the radio, online, in applications on your customers' smartphones, across social media, and even on popular streaming services? Give us a call today at 224-8686 and let the team at DRG Media Group take care of all your marketing needs so you can get back to the important thing, your business and your customers.
Not every beer has a backstory, but this one sure does. Introducing Dakota Thirst, a new honey lager brewed locally with a touch of South Dakota honey. For every beer sold, a dollar goes to the South Dakota Community Foundation. Cheers to you, South Dakota. Learn more at firstdakotabeer.com. First Dakota National Bank, member FDIC.
Welcome back in to Hyde Stadium. I'm excited for when me and my producer, Heather Williams, have our little game of guess that song. For now, she's just playing whatever she feels fit to play after commercial breaks. And I know that song. Again, it's a situation. I know the song that Heather just played, but I don't know the name of it because it's a song that's, I think, from like the 80s era. I've heard the song. But I have no idea what it's called. Maybe Heather can tell me. So we have a new pitcher, Colin Quandy. He actually pitched in the first game yesterday, and he came in that ninth inning and gave up 3 earned runs in just a third of an inning. So the Trappers maybe can do some more damage on him here. Ryan Breeden, Jack Van Camp next to me. Pier native and Pier legend.
I wouldn't say that.
First pitch, Hunter Brown off speed, swing and a miss.
Good idea. I mean, not a great pitch swing up, but good idea to jump on the first pitch when he comes out.
So the count 0-1. Tyler Trapphagen on third. Anthony Barraza on second. Will Hoke on first. The 0-1, that one missed high, and a pretty good job there from the catcher just to keep that one in front of him and keep a run from scoring.
I think that was a slider.
The Pilots infield is playing in on the grass, kind of there. Last-ditch effort, that red defense.
Yep, you don't want this game to get out of hand. It really could this inning.
It really could.
In our
let's hope it does.
Yeah, let's hope it does. But, you know, one hit here or a couple walks in a row. And
the 1-1 pitch. Missed high, ball two. So after we just saw a submarine pitcher in Garrick Schreber, now back to a over-the-top release, have to kind of recalibrate, too.
Yeah, it's difficult as a hitter now. Once you see that submarine, you know, that ball, like, it's not really rising, but when it comes out of the hand, it really...
2-1 pitch, that one bounces for ball three. A chance here for a bases-loaded walk. That would bring in the eighth run of the game, if that were to be the case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Hunter Brown, 0-2 in the game.
Be patient here. You don't need to, I mean, swing if it's there, but really, I mean...
Don't try too hard. You're in a very, very good situation.
Yep.
The 3-1 pitch, and that one stays high for ball four. So there you have it, a bases-loaded walk. Colin Quandy on his first batter that he faces, and that brings in the eighth run of the game. That earned run goes to the stat line of Garrick Schreber, though, because he is responsible for all 3 runners that were on base. Now he's just responsible for the runners that are on second and third.
Yeah.
Bases are still loaded. And there is still nobody out. 8-2. The Pilots infield still playing in on the grass. Jacob Griffin 1-2 with a run scored. First pitch. That one stays up and outside.
Not really what you want to see as a coach, but, you know, come out and You just need to throw strikes here, which is it's harder said than done.
The Pilots have a pitching conundrum, and they said that they were going to probably have this type of conundrum here in the last couple of games this series. The 1-0 misses inside, so the count 2-0.
It happened in summer ball. I mean, you see how many kids are on a team. I mean, like the Pilots got
20,
yeah, 10 guys on the bench, but, you know, you only got a handful of pitchers on a team, especially a summer ball team.
Mm-hmm. So. And so when you run out, when you've got guys who can't go, you're trying to really scramble. 2-0 missed high, 3-0. We might have back-to-back bases loaded walks.
Last night, the first game, when the kid that's playing first base right now, Isaac Becker, I played ball with him this past school year at Iowa Central.
Okay.
So I'm good buddies with him, and, you know, he was a catcher, first baseman.
3-0 pitch. That one stays high, so another base is loaded walk. Jacob Griffin, an RBI walk. Anthony Barraza trots home, and it is 9-2. Trappers leading it.
But, yesterday it was 9-8, you know, and they brought in Beck to come in and pitch. I'm not saying I was shocked, but, you know, Beck never did any pitching or anything like that. You just watch him, and you can just, you know, that's what you got to do. I mean, you got to put in guys that can just
it's crazy.
Get up. You just got to throw someone out there and just hope, you know, they can figure it out.
The Trappers have been in that situation several times this year, a couple times having to start position players on the mound. Noah McCreary, he was up here for the first couple of innings of this game. He had to start a game against the Saberdogs on the mound in Minot.
Yeah.
And that was one of the more entertaining games we've had all year, even though it was a run rule defeat.
Yeah. Still, those are the fun ones. Those are the good ones to watch.
You never know what those position players are going to give you on the mound. Isaac Becker, he actually was the only one who hit a home run in that home run derby swing off between these two teams.
Yeah, he's got Beck's got a lot of power. I kind of saw that coming when he came to the plate. I kind of was assuming he'd go yard.
The wind was very favorable yesterday for right-handed hitters as well, blowing straight out to left field.
Yep.
First pitch to Carson Trumpold. Goes with an off speed and does not get the call, so the count 1-0. Boy, I would hate to be in this situation if I'm calling Quandy.
Yeah.
The strike zone is tiny. You're not getting the calls.
Yeah.
And you just walked in two already. 1-0 pitch, and that one it missed inside. The home plate umpire almost lost his mask.
Yeah, that was. I couldn't. I thought he was going to call a strike, but.
I did too. I guess he was just going to catch the mask that was flying off his face. So the count 2-0, base is loaded, and the pitch, that one bounced in the dirt. So it is now 3-0. The Trappers have scored three runs here in the bottom of the fourth. 9-2 the score. Still nobody out. Base is loaded in a 3-0 count.
Yep.
Yeah, no thank you. I don't want to be in that situation on the mound.
Yeah, it's not a good feeling. I've been there plenty of times when
3-0 pitch, and that missed high for ball four. So back-to-back-to-back bases loaded walks. This one brings in Will Hoke, and it is 10-2 Trappers.
I'm pretty sure I just saw the pitcher look at the coach and shake his head no, so I don't know if he wants to be out there any longer.
We're having a mound visit, though. That much we know for sure.
Oh,
and I don't even think – I think we're going to have a new pitcher that didn't even get a chance to go warm up in the bullpen.
Show and go. I like that.
Yikes. Oh, man. The Pilots having to just scrap anyone they can, throw them out there on the mound, and hope for the best. Matty Holum having to really dig deep into that managing arsenal and try to make something happen here.
It's game four now. You may as well put in the bad boy.
Oh, boy.
Just don't waste arms.
Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7 KGFX FM Pier. Seatbelts save lives, so please buckle up every time. We'll have another pitching change, and we'll introduce you to them and continue on here in the bottom of the fourth. Trappers leading it 10-2, and they've got bases loaded with nobody out. When we come back here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi. Conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza, Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or takeout in the pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carryout orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
Now you can book flights from Pier Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is now at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights.
Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pier Regional Airport. One-way rates as low as $59, 50-passenger jet, and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pier Regional Airport.
Welcome back in here to Hyde Stadium. A heck of a situation for the Trappers and a heck of a situation not to be in for the new pitcher for the Pilots. It'll be Carter Payne, who is an outfielder, not a typical pitcher, another position player on the mound, and probably in the worst spot that you can possibly be in. Bases loaded, nobody out, four runs already in for the Trappers.
There you go.
First pitch, and that's a called strike to Andrew Beavers. So there you go. That was better than what
I'm not rooting for him, but I mean, as a pitcher, I mean, I like watching guys throw strikes. You know, it's tough in spots like this.
And that one missed high at the numbers.
That one
letters, so they count 1-1.
That looks pretty good.
10-2 the score, the Trappers leading it. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. So the count 1-2. We were just discussing during this last commercial break is a 1-2 pitch. Check swing. Did he go around? No, he did not. We have a pretty good view of a right-hander if they check swing it.
Yeah.
I don't think he went.
I don't think he went, but that might have been a strike.
The 2-2 pitch, and that one's hit in the air out to left center field. This should at least drive in a run. The catch is made while ranging back, but that allows for Hunter Brown to tag up and score. So there you go. That's a quality at bat. That's an RBI sack fly, and Andrew Beavers, he's raising up the hands, walking back to the dugout, saying, "Finally."
Yeah.
And so it is 11-2 now. The Trappers 5 runs here in the bottom of the fourth. And it's another thing that we were talking about during this pregame meeting that we had as a team. You know, Coach Jamie just talking about, he brought up a situation yesterday where there was runners on the corners with nobody out and back-to-back-to-back strikeouts. Like, you've got to put something in play.
Yeah.
You've got to have an approach to drive in a run any way you can, as that one's fouled off to the left side by Maddox Mueller.
Yep.
And so Andrew Beavers did a great job of doing that, you know. He just hit one into the outfield deep enough to allow for a run to tag up.
Yeah. No.
That's perfect.
Yeah, it's a simple game. You've got to put the ball in play.
Now another chance for Maddox Mueller with runners on the corners. That one's running to left field. That gets down for a base hit. That is the 10th hit of the game for the Trappers. And that drives in a run. Jacob Griffin scores, and that makes it 12-2, actually. Makes it 12-2. The Trappers offense rolling here in this one. 2-6 spots in the fourth and the second.
Yeah, I have a feeling they're going to keep this pitcher in because you can tell he's just going to throw strikes. So we're just going to have to hit it, and I have a feeling they're going to ride this kid as long as they possibly can.
Yeah, I think you're right. This might be one of those situations where Coach Matty Holm for the Pilots is just like, all right, I've done what I can do. We need to save some pitcher's arms for our next series.
It's a long summer. Yeah, you got to.
We're down by 10. Let's just do what we can. Jackson Mix up there now for the fourth time in the game, and that missed up and outside for ball one. Jackson Mix has reached safely in all three of his plate appearances, two hits and a walk. The 1-0 pitch, and that one's hit in the air into right field. Joey Hayden is under it, and he will make the catch. Carson Trumple does not tag from third, and so two outs now here. At least a good job to get an out, to get two outs since coming in.
He's doing exactly what he's supposed to. He's doing a good job.
And for Colin Quandy, who came in, you know, he inherited a horrible situation.
Yeah.
And then only made it worse by walking in three runs. But, you know, it's one of those where it's like, he's an outfielder. Mm. He's not really supposed to be in there. So when he shook his head, said, no, I can't go anymore. Whether he's actually hurt or not, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I know me personally, as the first pitch to Tyler Trapagan misses up and outside, me personally, I would not want to be in that situation.
Yeah.
So I might just say my arm's hurting and say, get me out of here. I don't want this.
Yeah.
I'm not a pitcher. I'm not going to have a infinity ERA. Mm-hmm. Get me out.
Exactly.
You know what? Carter Payne's done a good job in here, and Trapagan bloops one into right center field, and it will be caught by Joey Hayden for the third out. So good job from Carter Payne to come in and pick up three outs.
Yeah.
And a couple more runs score for the Trappers. It is now 12-2. Trappers up by 10 through four innings of play. We'll come back for the fifth on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
At Darren Boyle Sales, I am thankful for this recent moisture, and we continue to get ready for mowing season with a great selection of Bush Hog mowers. Bush Hog mounted and pull-type mowers in sizes from 7 to 15 feet, Bush Hog zero-turn mowers in three models, and Bush Hog tillers, three-point discs, and mounted blades ready for work this spring. I also have Bush Hog rakes and disc mowers on hand for this year's haying season. If you need farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317, like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
Oahu Days used to be just another weekend in July until someone had the brilliant idea to make buffalo chip throwing a competitive sport. There used to be no banks in South Dakota until First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872. Every thriving business and tradition, including buffalo chip throwing, was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
Welcome back in here to Hyde Stadium, the beautiful state capital of South Dakota. Pierre, 12-2 the score. The Trappers leading it over the Red River Pilots. The offense has sparked and come alive in this game. Ryan Breeden here, your voice of the Trappers. Jack Van Camp next to me. Casey Kasheva back out on the mound for his fifth inning of work. The Trappers offense in a situation where, you know, if you can add on a couple of runs and then if Casey can try and cruise through this thing, you might be able to walk out of here with a run rule victory in seven innings.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. That's ideal.
It'd be a great way to save arms, to keep everybody rested, especially after that doubleheader yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully Casey can hopefully finish this game out.
Caleb Whitley, the leadoff man, coming back up for the third time. Playing center field. He is 0-2. And the first pitch here at the top of the fifth. Now it's hit on the ground to first. Will Hoke fields it and flips it to Kasheva, who steps on the bag in time for out number one.
Good PFP right there.
The PFPs.
Yep, difficult. I hate them.
Was that one of your least favorite ones to
do? Yeah. You know, you wouldn't think it'd be that difficult, but when you're pitching, you know, you got that pitching mindset where you're just locked in. And then when you have to move and catch a ball on the run, it's
a concept that we talk about a lot, but for the viewers who don't know, PFP is basically, it's a pitching drill.
Yeah.
Where you have, it depends on how you do it. I know for when we did it in high school, you had three guys that stood on the mound, and you had one of them that had to field the ball to the right side, one of them that had to field the ball right back at him and turn and throw it to second, and then another one who had to field like a bunt down the third base line and turn and throw it to third.
Just station to station. Yeah. Yep. But just so as you know, when you have to transfer from the first base from the pitcher, sometimes
it's 1-0 pitch in there for a strike to Joey Hayden.
I don't know. Just for a lot of kids, they're good at them. I used to be okay at them, but for some odd reason, the past couple of years, I just I don't know.
1-1 pitch.
I just
chopped foul to the right side.
It's not good at it.
Hmm.
Not anymore. Too old.
Which one? Yeah, too old. Which one is your least favorite one to do? On a ground ball to the right side, one right back at you. Do you have to turn and throw to second?
I don't mind when I feel the ball myself and I have to throw it. You know, if I'm down by the third baseline.
Yeah.
I like those. I think.
But having to go cover is not.
Yeah,
fun.
When I have to go cover and, you know, catch a ball on the run and then
the 1-2 missed up and outside, so the count 2-2.
The worst part is, you know, you're running in the direction of first base, but you're kind of running blind because, you know, you got to catch the ball first and then you got to look for the base if you're not on it. And you kind of I don't know, it's kind of like a spaz moment.
2-2 pitch missing the dirt, so the count 3-2. My least favorite one was always the ground ball hit right back at me that I had to turn and throw to second.
Yeah.
I don't know why. That one was just it was a mental roadblock for me. I would spike it, like, every time. 3-2 pitch, and it missed outside for ball four, so a one-out walk here in the top of the fifth. Trappers 12, Pilots 2. 10 hits for the Trappers, 3 hits for the Pilots. That brings up Jack Walton, who has 2 of the 3 hits for the Pilots. He is 2-for-2 with a run scored. It's one of the only sources of offense. Pick over to first, not in time.
Casey's got a quick move.
He does.
Yeah, he picks someone off in the third, I believe, or second maybe.
Yep.
And he's quick with it.
And there's a couple different times as well when a pitcher can go pick over to first. You have when they're down looking in for a sign, they can quickly snap over.
Yep.
that one missed outside, so they kind of want to know. You've got while they're coming back up after looking in for a sign, they could quickly turn over, and then you've got obviously like when they're already have come set,
yeah.
they can just spin,
yeah.
do it quick. The 1-0 pitch, that missed up and outside again, so the count 2-0. And when Casey Kasheva misses, typically throughout this season, he typically misses arm side.
Yep.
So for him as a right-hander, that means he misses up and out to the right side.
Yep.
2-0 pitch, runner takes off for second. The throwdown is not in time, so an easy stolen base for Joey Hayden. And that that arm side missing could also be a pretty big reason why 19 hit batters on the
yeah.
season. You know, you're going to face a majority of right-handed batters. Mm-hmm. So if you have some arm side misses, those can run in and get
yeah,
the
exactly.
shoulder, get the hip of a right-handed hitter.
Whoa. I'm not saying someone got thrown out, but someone might have.
I'm not sure what just happened. We all of a sudden just had Matty Holum come in and say, wait a minute. I heard him say, now wait a minute. Now
yeah.
he's having a conversation with the home plate umpire.
Well, he
it was well after the stolen base.
I think he might have, I don't think he threw a player out, but he took his mask off and said something to the dugout.
You can play the scoreboard, but you can't throw up the middle finger in front of them.
So we've got a 2-1 count, and you know.
Yeah, I saw it.
Just a quick conversation between the home plate umpire and Matty Holum. Again, not sure what the words exchanged were on that one. There's a swing and a miss. The count 2-2. Runner on second base. Here in the top of the fifth, Kasheva gets set. And the 2-2 pitch. That one's sliced foul out of play to the left side. It bounces off that little pole.
Ding.
This stadium is it's very unique. And when I talk to any of these trappers, I've had 23 different player guests this season so far. I counted it last night. That's
yeah.
how I know that. I ask them their thoughts on Hyde Stadium, and they always say one of two things. Either it's amazing, I love it, or they say it's a way, way better than what I expected it was going to be before I got here.
Yeah, I mean, we had that renovation a few years back, and Hyde Stadium's always been a cool place, old field. I think it's not one of the oldest in South Dakota, but it's up there,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of history. Great, perfect spot in Pierre, you know, right next to the Capitol, right next to
the 3-2 pitch. Hayden takes off for third. The throw down on ball four and is not in time, so it's a walk and a stolen base. So now runners on the corners with one out.
That was a pretty good pitch. I don't know where that missed.
Looks like an off-speed. So that brings up Isaac Becker. The first baseman, 0-for-1 with a walk. And you mentioned, Jack, that you know Isaac Becker pretty well.
Yeah, we're good buddies.
For the sake of this game, just hope for your good buddies to maybe ground into a double play.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I'm rooting for that.
Kasheva gets set in the first pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one.
Big swing.
Blew a fastball right by him. Runners on the corners, one out, top of the fifth. Trappers leading 12-2. Offense coming alive in this game. The 0-1 pitch, that one missed inside. Every time there's a pitch that misses inside, that home plate umpire kind of like swipes.
Yeah.
Indicating, yep, that missed inside. It's kind of it's not really a hand gesture you see very often from mm-hmm. the home plate umpire.
No, usually you don't have to explain yourself.
Kasheva steps off and picks over to first, but not in time. What were your thoughts of the home run swing off yesterday? Were you a fan of it? Were you not a fan of it?
I mean, it's interesting, of course. You know, it's
1-1 pitch missed high up at the letters.
It's a strange, a different way, you know, to decide who wins a ball game.
Yeah.
But I mean,
I feel like the overall consensus is that if it was just regular extra innings, I feel like the Trappers would have won.
Yeah, I mean, we had a lot of momentum. Not saying we would have, but
2-1 pitch. Now it's corkscrewed off the end of the bat. Kasheva fields. Actually, it's Hoku fields it and flips it to Kasheva at first for an out, but a run does score.
Good played stick outs now.
Initially, I thought that was going to roll foul.
Yeah.
But it didn't, you know.
A lot of English.
Just kind of nubbed it off the end of the bat, and it spun in fair ground. And Kasheva tried to field it, but ultimately he surrendered it to Will Hoke, who flipped it to Kasheva at first. Joey Hayden did score, though, from third, so that makes it 12-3. The Pilots cut into the deficit. So now two outs for Josh Simon with a runner on second. First pitch off speed that stays outside. Count 1-0.
Yeah, but I think like with that home run derby, like if I'm being honest, I mean, the one thing I would say about it is, you know,
1-0 pitch missed inside the count.
It's 2-0. It's not like we have like, you know, these guys. It's not like these guys and all of us, the Trappers and the Pilots. I mean, we, of course, you know, you have power.
Yeah.
But to like hit BP balls out, you know, for home run derby, like you saw it yesterday. I mean, it's not, I'd say, you know, we're not in like the MLB kind of. It's kind of, it's one home run. That was it yesterday.
Sure. Yeah.
And that's all it was. I mean,
it's a good idea. There's a called strike. It's a count 2-1.
It's a good idea. I like it. I mean, it's fun to watch. I bet the fans love it. I love watching it.
It was entertaining. It was weird. It was weird to try and
call. Yeah.
Broadcast.
I wonder how that went. Here comes the pitch.
Yeah, exactly. What are you supposed to say?
Yeah.
The 2-1 pitch, and that one's rubbed down the right field line. Foul. Bounced off the top of the fence and rolled into the parking lot. Not near my car, though, Heather. Don't worry. I'm safe. Unless somebody turns on one and hits it about 465 feet down the right field line, then I might be in some trouble. But if that happens,
yeah, that'd be
fine. It was just meant to happen.
Exactly. It was meant to be.
The 2-2 count and the pitch. That one just fouled off. And that one, yeah.
I think this happened last time I was on here in the same.
Carson Trumbull got a foul ball to the midsection.
Yep, not where you want it.
Got him in the chops. Oh, man. Needed to take some times to regain his bearings. They're going to give him all the time he needs. It doesn't even matter if, like, for a lot of baseball players, you know, like, it's a good idea to, like, wear a cup, wear protection. You know, it doesn't even matter in that situation. You get a foul ball right in that. It's going to hurt.
It's going to hurt no matter what.
It's going to hurt. So the count is 2-2. And the 2-2 pitch. And a swing and a miss. So Josh Simon goes down swinging. And the Pilots put up one run in the top of the fifth, but that is all they will get. Casey Kosheva looking good. Through five innings, giving up just three hits and three earned runs. 12-3 our score. Your Trappers leading it here at Hyde Stadium. We will take a break and come back for the bottom of the fifth here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their four wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp with Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you that you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
We are back in Hyde Stadium. Ryan Breeden here, joined alongside Jack Van Camp. He's taking a drink of water before he puts the headset back on. 12-3 our score. The Trappers leading it, going to the bottom of the fifth. The offense, 10 hits. They have been lights out after being shut out in game two last night. Only had four hits in that game and scored no runs. But it's been a complete 180. Carter Payne back out there on the mound for his second inning of relief work, and I would have to assume that he will be out there until the cows come home.
Yeah, for as long as possible.
He'll be out there until the fat lady sings.
Yep.
First pitch to Anthony Barraza, missed up and in for ball one. The pitching depth, kind of an issue for three of the four teams in the league.
Yeah.
And, of course, the one being the team that's 13 games in first place. That one's roped into left field. That gets down for a base hit. So Anthony Barraza gets it started with a leadoff single. That is his third hit of the game. He has been solid. The entire top of the order has been lights out. The 1-4 hitters are combined to have 9 hits in this game.
Oh, that's a good number.
It's a heck of a start. A way to set the tempo for the offense. Now it's Will Hoke up there. First pitch swinging. Pops it into center field. Will drift more towards right. Joey Hayden under it and makes the catch for out number one. So you want an interesting fact? That is just the second time this entire game that one of the first four hitters in this lineup have not reached base safely.
Really?
Yep. Just the second time in 4 1/3 innings that either the 1, 2, 3, or 4 hitter has not reached base safely.
It's a good stat. That's what you want to hear.
It's what you like to hear. Hunter Brown up there. First pitch missed low and outside for ball one. Hunter Brown 0-for-2 in the game, but he has an RBI bases loaded walk to his credit in that last inning. Anthony Barraza is on first base. 1-0 pitch, and that one runs in and gets him on the back. Looked like it maybe bounced off the shoulder blade. Yeah, he's stealing it on that left side. He rubbed it. Oh, come on, Hunter.
Can't do that.
I say that knowing darn well that I would do the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm a baby. So now Jacob Griffin comes up with runners on first and second and only one away here in the bottom of the fifth. Trappers up by 9, 12-3.
Yeah, hopefully we can get a couple more runs here and then.
First pitch missed up and outside for ball one.
Get a lead that's more than 10 and then, quit 2 innings and
Cruz get 6 more outs and call it a night.
Yep.
Big swing and a miss from Griffin. Comes up empty though. So it was interesting. There was some conversation about when you have that home run swing off. This is the last time I mentioned that.
Yeah.
Because it was the first time we had it. So, it's kind of a new thing for everybody.
Yeah.
And that one missed high. And actually, I found out we were the first to have the home run derby swing off. And of course, because baseball is weird, the other game in the league is that one's fouled off between the Sabredogs and the Roosters. They had a home run derby swing off last night, too.
Actually, that's crazy.
Yep. So there hadn't been one through the first month of the year.
And then
both games, both matchups had one in the same day.
Yeah, that's baseball.
2-2 pitch, and that one's hit on the ground, foul to the right side. And the Sabredogs won that home run derby swing.
Yeah,
because they've got the power. They
no disrespect to Roosters, but I was kind of assuming that the Sabredogs, their big first baseman probably got in there and hit a couple.
2-2 pitch, missed inside near the waist of Jacob Griffin. A fastball, so the count 3-2. A chance to load the bases again here. In the bottom of the fifth for the Trappers. The payoff pitch. That's crushed down the right field line. Foul. Well foul. Up onto the street.
That would have hit my car yesterday.
Good thing that it's not there today.
Yeah.
Got a fastball that he liked and was ready for it. Just a bit out in front. Now the 3-2 once again. That missed well outside for ball four. Jacob Griffin walks for the second time in the game, and the bases are now loaded with just one out. Carson Trumpled up there now. He had a bases loaded walk in his last at bat.
Yeah. Hope you get another one right here.
Another one would extend the lead to 10. And it looks like we might have someone out there stretching and warming up in the Pilots bullpen. First pitch of the middle, and that's through for a base hit.
Sweet.
So one run will score. Hunter Brown rounding third. He is headed home as well. The throw in is not in time. First pitch swinging. Carson Trumple, the 2 RBI single up the middle. And that makes it 14-3 Trappers.
I like that.
The guys have been aggressive in this game.
Yeah.
I can't even begin to state how much of a visible difference you can see in the demeanor, the approach, the aggressiveness, the coherence of the lineup from top to bottom.
Yeah.
There was a lot of times, especially in the middle innings of that second game, where guys were watching first pitch strike go by every time.
No,
and so Coach really has been stressing, be aggressive early in the count. First pitch misses outside to Andrew Beavers, and they're doing it in this game. First pitch swinging, 12 hits.
Yeah, that's what you need to do.
Complete shift. Runners on first and second. The 1-0 pitch to Beavers. High fastball comes up empty. So the count 1-1. It's another right-hander warming up in the pen for the Pilots. Most likely another position player.
Yep.
1-1 pitch, and that one missed outside for ball two. 14-3, Trappers leading it here in the bottom of the fifth. Payne gets set, the 2-1 pitch. Changed the speeds on him a little bit, and Beavers out in front. The count now 2-2.
I'm still waiting for someone to get thrown out.
Oh, I would love it.
Hopefully someone does soon.
I wanted a brawl yesterday. I kind of wanted one. The 2-2, half swing again. Over to third, fielded by Wiltshire, and the throw to first on the run in time. That advances the runners to second and third, but that's the second time we've had a half swing, check swing put in play.
Did the job.
It did the job. It moved them over, you know.
Yeah.
So, like, two runners in scoring position now. Maddox Mueller up there. He is 1-for-2. Has a bases-loaded walk and a base hit to his credit in the game. Only two guys in the Trappers lineup that do not have hits in this game. Hunter Brown and Andrew Beavers. First pitch taken for a strike. 14-3. Two outs. Bottom of the fifth. Runners on second and third. A one pitch swing and a miss. Strike two. Maddox said something to me before the game today that was crazy to me. He said that South Dakota and Pier is flat. As that one's popped up to left field near the line. A tough play on the move, and it is fair, I think. Yeah, that's a fair ball. Two runs will score, and Maddox Mueller has himself a two RBI double. That was so weird. I thought for sure that was going to hook foul, but it bounced fair on the warning track. Probably an inch to the right of the foul pole. So that's a two RBI double. That is making it 16-3 here.
I mean, I'm not really sure if that was fair.
It was close.
Yeah,
it was really close.
Closer than I thought it would be.
Both runs scored easily on that one. Jacob Griffin and Carson Schrumpholz. So 16-3. Four more runs score here. Bottom of the fifth inning. Jackson Mix back up. First pitch swinging. Fouled off. So the count 0-1. Six runs in the second. Six runs in the fourth. And four runs in the fifth for the Trappers. Jackson Mix. He has reached base safely three times in this game. And that one missed outside. So the count 1-1. And another thing about that double, too, there's really no chalk line over at the warning track, so you really just kind of have to guess.
Yeah, honestly.
So that's swinging strike, too, count 1-2.
And once you make it, you can't stick with it. So
now back to what I was saying about Maddox. We have 1-2 count here. He said that Pier is very flat, although I'm literally looking out to my right, and I see a huge hill sprawling out over as that one's lined to the right side. Danny Hab, the first base coach, had to dive out of the way and not get pelted by that one. The count remains 1-2. I don't know about you, but as someone who goes to school in Oklahoma, this is not flat to me.
No, Pierce, I mean,
seeing the hills sprawling out, no way that's flat.
It's mostly flat, but I mean, you get places like that over there by the bluffs, and the bluffs get all
1-2 pitch. That one missed outside. The count 2-2.
Yeah, once you get past those bluffs, though, you know, you get the grasslands and all the way around.
Sure.
Flat for the most part, but along the river. Right, Matty?
2-2 pitch.
Yeah.
Hit in the air to right field. Joey Hayden on the move near the foul line. Camps under and makes the catch for the third out. But the Trappers, four more runs here in the bottom of the fifth inning, extend the lead to 16-3. Maddox Mueller drives in two. On a two RBI double, and a sizable lead for Casey Kosheva coming back out for the top of the sixth inning here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Experience the Outpost Lodge overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised cow and ranch beef.
For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
Ah, why am I so sore?
There are everyday moments.
Oh, hey, hold the ladder! Hold the ladder!
Yeah, that hurt.
And there are epic moments.
Fly! Fly! Fly!
Go in! Class of 1995!
When a moment creates a health need, visit the experts at Avera Orthopedics. We're moving health forward so you can tell the story. Learn more at avera.org/orthopedics.
The Trappers need just six more outs in the field to get a run rule victory here on this Sunday afternoon at Hyde Stadium. 16-3, our score. The Trappers leading it, coming off a four-run inning in the bottom of the fifth. That follows up a six-run inning in the bottom of the fourth. 16 runs on 13 hits. All but two Trappers have hits in their box score. That's something that I have said a lot about the Saberdogs in their games against the Trappers, but it's nice to be able to mention the dominance of the Trappers lineup from top to bottom here in this game. It's talent that we knew they had, but they were young, so I had to try and kind of piece it together, get that mentality in the right spot. Micah Barkenhagen up there in a 1-0 count. Kasheva gets set, the 1-0 pitch. That's hit well to left field. That's a no-doubt home run. Bat flip and everything. Flip the bat, and he is rounding the bases for the fourth time this year, Micah Barkenhagen.
Yeah, that kid's got my number as well.
Three of his four home runs this season have come against these Trappers.
I was kind of hoping he hit two home runs off me that one game. And then his third at-bat, he went dead center. And it, like, hit the base of the wall, but I was kind of hoping it got out, because if he hits three home runs off me, that's just complete domination. It's kind of, I respect that. So.
Right. You got to respect the opponents when they do that. The bat flip and all from Micah Barkenhagen.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
So a leadoff bomb here in the top of the sixth. That makes it 16-4. The first pitch misses inside to Tyler Wiltshire. So you're one of those people on the mound where you're okay with the batter, like if they do some bat flipping and celebrating, you know, it's you're not
no.
One of those people that gets offended by it. Is that one missed behind him?
Uh-oh, watch this. Here we go. He's going to think he was throwing at him, even though, I mean, Casey has 19. Watch this.
Yep, we got Matty Holm coming in, not liking it, but, you know, Casey didn't do it on purpose. And
yeah.
He's out there, Casey's on the mound, shrugging his shoulders, saying, I wouldn't throw at him on purpose.
Yeah.
What reason do I have to do that?
I've had that before, you know, coaches think you're throwing at him, and
Even Tyler Wiltshire in the box just stepped back in, looked at Casey, and he's nodding his head in agreement, saying like, yeah, I know.
Oh my God, he threw him out.
And now we have an ejection.
Let's go.
So Matty Holm, you called it. Matty is ejected, and he is going to get his money worth again. He's going over to the plate. This is the second time that Coach Matty Holm has been ejected here at Hyde Stadium.
This is why people come to Hyde Stadium.
Our second ejection of the year. Again, it was Matty Holm, and all that Tyler Wiltshire can do is just look on in embarrassment as his head coach is screaming in the face of the poor home plate umpire who is just here off his shifted subway, and he's getting berated by the coach, Matty Holm. So we've got an ejection.
That was good.
We're going to have a break. Thank you. So he's just going to get his money's worth, and
they're still going.
They're still going. Now Jackson, our field umpire, is going to come in and try and maybe separate this. Matty is going to have to watch the remainder of this game from the bus.
Keep going.
Oh, man. So it was a throw that was behind Tyler Wiltshire. And Matty, he just needed something to set him off.
Yeah.
And so whether he thought that it was intentional or not, I think he just wanted a reason to get tossed.
Yeah, a round of applause from his team.
Yeah, he's getting egged on, cheered on from his team.
Yep.
There are pilots that are on the bench. Matty, pack your things, and he's chucking a bucket of balls onto the field.
I saw that coming. That was awesome.
Matty went and grabbed a bucket, grabbed the Ace Hardware bucket, and tossed it. Now Drew Copeland is sprinting out onto the field to pick him up as quick as he can. This is a circus. Can we cue, like, some circus music?
This is good. This is baseball.
Heather, I don't know if you have the ability to do this. Can you, like,
God bless
America. Can you, like, put some circus music on for a second here? Because this is what this is like. Oh, my Lord.
This is good.
This is fantastic. You knew that we were going to have an ejection.
I knew, and I just about said I didn't say it, but I was like, he better go in the dugout, grab something, and throw it onto the field. I actually saw today there was an angel.
And now Drew Coblin sprinting back over to the Trapper's dugout after picking up the bucket of balls. Oh,
and he gives a bow. He gives a bow.
So Matty Holum puts on the shades, and he's getting chanted on from his dugout. He is walking slowly to the bus. An ejection. Tossed a bucket of balls onto the field. The 2-0 pitch, and that one bounced. And his first ejection that he had, he went over and kicked the dirt onto home plate.
Yeah.
And then this one follows it up with the bucket of balls. What's next?
I don't know. But
what is next? A 3-0 pitch, and that one misses for ball four. So Wiltshire reaches on a walk after an ejection.
What a special moment.
Oh, my goodness.
Forever be engraved in the Hyde Stadium.
You got a feel for that home plate umpire.
Yeah. I mean, I saw it coming. I think everyone saw that coming. It needed to happen. As a coach, I give all respect to him because he needed to do that. He needed to get thrown out.
First pitch here to Jason Willers. That one missed up and in. Willers is 0-for-1 in this game. 16-4 the score. Trappers leading it over the Pilots. Your Trappers leading here in the top of the sixth. And that one's skied into shallow left field on the move. Trap Hagen battling the sun, and he cannot make the catch, so that falls in fair territory. Hunter Brown tries to sprint back to his post at third. But Wiltshire just advances from first to second anyway. That sun is kind of brutal about now. It's pretty much right behind where we are at, shining directly at the face of Tyler Traphagen.
Yeah, I was going to say, I saw that. I didn't see it coming, but I was going to be a tough play because, you know, you're battling the sun.
He even has sunglasses on, I think. Yeah, he has the shades on. Yeah. You can see the light reflecting off of those blue-tinted sunglasses.
Yep. But I remember my outfield days, you know, when those balls are hit that high up in the air, you're running, your eyes are wobbling, you're not seeing straight.
Yeah.
Everything bouncing, fighting the sun.
So that one drops in fair territory. The runner's now in first and second, still nobody out. Jared Kirkman up there now. Kasheva gets set in the first pitch, and that one missed. Trappers leading it by 12. They still need 6 more outs to try and run rule in this one. Got a little bit of work to do, though. The 1-0 pitch, that one missed low and in. For the count 2-0, we've got some action in the Trappers bullpen. Parker Lewis, the right-hander and the Trappers vet, to the Turner from last year, getting warmed up out there. The 2-0 pitch, that missed up and in for ball three. And now Carson Trumpold will go out there and have a chat with Casey Kasheva. One thing that ejection does that we just had a few moments ago, it gives some life to the Pilots.
It does, yeah.
They don't have a coach now. They're going to be completely player-run at this point now.
Yeah, they're playing for themselves. That's fun.
But they've got life. They're chatting. They're chirping. They have a spark that they did not have for the first 5 innings of this game.
I remember the days playing on Post 8 when old head coach Brian White would get thrown out. You know, every single time we always got way more energy and we wanted to win for him, you know, go back on the bus and celebrate with him. It's a good time.
I feel like that might have been purposeful from Matty.
Yeah, you have to. It totally gives your team energy.
The 3-0 pitch. And that missed for ball four. Bases loaded, nobody out here in the top of the sixth. You can hear the Pilots dugout chanting.
Yeah, that sucks when you're on the mound, they say free. I've heard that too many times in the past 2 starts from them. It's all right, though.
They're a very vocal team.
Yeah.
They've showed that.
Yeah, that's good, though.
A lot of emotion. Casey Kasheva about to throw pitch number 95. This is his 28th batter of this start, and that missed low and in. Kasheva needs to dial back in after the ejection. Yeah. Kind of got unlucky on that ball that dropped fair down that left field line, and then a 4-pitch walk. And now down to the count 1-0 to the leadoff man, Caleb Whitley.
Give me a strike here.
And there is a strike, a half swing that's fouled off the end of the barrel and foul to the right side. So count 1-1. Caleb Whitley 0-3 in the game. Kasheva looks in. Bases loaded. Nobody out. Top of inning number 6. The 1-1 pitch. Off speed. It looked really, really good. It looked like it snapped back across there with like that slider and did not get the call. So the count 2-1. Let's see Coach Jamie get ejected.
I was going to say, I would love if he got ejected because you know who would take over as head coach? I put my money on it that it would be Drew.
Drew, yeah.
I know that Drew would take over.
2-1 pitch. That one missed up and outside for ball 3. Nowhere to put Caleb Whitley. So ball 4 would mean a bases loaded walk and another run in here. Kasheva needs a strike. The 3-1 pitch incoming. And it missed for ball 4. So the Pilots are once again chanting free. And we will have a mound visit from Coach Jamie Haviger. You think that this is just a conversation,
no,
or you think that Casey's done?
He's done. You got to pull him after this.
5 runs now for the Pilots. 5 hits. Parker Lewis is ready at a moment's notice for when they need him. This might just be a conversation because I think that Kasheva would already be walking back to the dugout if he was...
Nope.
Oh, nope. There you go. He handed the ball to Coach Jamie Haviger, and Casey Kasheva's night is over. So his preemptive final line, because you have bases loaded and those are all Casey's responsibility. As he checks out of the game, 5 innings, 5 hits, 5 earned runs, 7 walks, and a strikeout. So 7 walks and 2 hit batters for Kasheva. 9 free passes in total.
I respect that, though. You got to give it to him.
Yep.
Only giving up 5 runs for that? That's pretty good.
Parker Lewis checks in now, and he will have bases loaded. Nobody out. Trappers leading 16-5. Let's take a quick break and come back here after Parker Lewis gets warmed up here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Now you can book flights from Pier Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is now at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pier Regional Airport. One-way rates as low as $59, 50-passenger jet, and a 1-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pier Regional Airport.
The Crossing Inn Pier is a must-stop for ice-cold beverages in a relaxed atmosphere. They have 16 beers on tap. Many of them are from breweries all around South Dakota. And with a full liquor selection, they can mix up the drink you are looking for. Their staff is ready to serve you and your friends. Like them on Facebook to get information about drink specials and event information. Stop on down to The Crossing, located at 115 East Pleasant Drive, right next to the corner station.
Welcome back into Hyde Stadium. Parker Lewis on the mound. Ryan Breeden here. Jack Van Camp alongside me. 16-5 the score. The Trappers leading it here in the top of the 6th over the Pilots. But the Pilots have bases loaded and nobody out. This has been a interesting inning, to say the least, Jack.
Yeah.
We had a leadoff home run from Micah Barkenhagen, bat flip and all.
Bat flip, sick.
Got him back on the board, made it 16-4. And then a batter later, Casey Kasheva unintentionally threw it behind Tyler Wiltshire. Everyone here knew that it was unintentional. But
yeah.
Matty Holm wanted to go out there and have some words with the home plate umpire.
Yep.
After it, saying, hey, you throw him behind my guys after a bat flip home run. At the end of all of that exchange, Matty Holm gets ejected. He's getting his money's worth. Everyone's having a laugh about it. Matty walks to the dugout and chucks an entire Ace Bucket Hardware of baseballs out onto the field.
Yep.
Had to clean that up. Parker Lewis' first pitch curveball in there for a strike.
Sweet.
So then after that ejection, Casey gets unlucky as the ball drops fair down the left field line, and a couple of walks later, and this is where we're at now. 0-1 pitch from Parker Lewis, another breaking ball, and that one missed. It looked like it was in the same spot. Home plate umpire says it was a little bit outside. What was the word you used to describe Parker Lewis here a minute ago? I remember what it was, but I want you to say it when he was warming up.
Junk baller.
Junk baller.
That's what he is.
There's a called strike on a fastball at the knees. And so why do you say that about Parker?
Because he lives off the off speed, you know, gets guys' timing messed up. I love watching junk ballers.
Mm-hmm.
They just, you know, go up there and
1-2 pitch. There it is again. That's hit on the ground to first. Could be two. Instead, Will Hoke will just step on the bag for the first out. So a run does score for the Pilots.
Yep, good job by Parker, though.
And that makes it 16-6 here at the top of the sixth inning. So one out now. Runners on second and third. That brings up Jack Walton, who is 2-for-2. Responsible for two of the five hits in this game for the Pilots. Parker Lewis. First pitch, missed up and outside. His curveball is really, really good.
Yeah. No, he throws it a lot. I bet he throws it more than 50% of the time.
What were you about to say, Jack? You were noticing something. You were peeking out towards our left.
I was trying to acknowledge. I was looking at
1-0, and that one hit him on the hand, but
that might hit
I feel like that was on a check swing. And are they going to say that one hit the bat?
First.
Hunter Brown, they might have him in a run. Oh, boy, this is pandemonium. No one was covering third. Oh, we're going to have to try and sort this out.
All right, here comes another ejection.
Whatever
the decision is here, I don't know.
So we had Jack Walton. It was like a half swing, and either it hit off the nub of the bat or the hands. He acted like it was the hands.
I'm assuming.
But it rolled in fair territory, and they're going to rule it a base hit.
Wow.
So off the end of the bat, off the nub, Hunter Brown had the awareness to think this might be a fair ball, so he picked it up, was going to throw to first, but then he noticed over there at third, you had a situation where Tyler Wiltshire was a little bit off the bag at third, but no one was there to cover it at third, so you couldn't even get him in a rundown, so everyone was safe. So bases loaded once again, first pitch for Isaac Becker, and there's a called strike.
Beck's laughing. Yeah, I don't really know what happened there. I'm assuming it hit his hand and the knob, but I mean.
0-1 pitch. Off-speed again. Rope to left field. That'll get down for base hit. Maybe more extra bases. One run will score. Two runs will score. The throw in is cut off, and that is a 2-RBI double. Isaac Becker, and that makes it 16-8. So the Pilots starting to come back here. They put up five runs.
Yeah,
in the top of the sixth. If this game does not end in a run rule, we might be here for a long time.
Yeah, I think we will be.
This game is crawling at a snail's pace. We're coming up, we're over 2 hours already in this game, 2 hours and 15 minutes, and we're in the top of the sixth. First pitch to Josh Simon, that's roped to second
two, for one.
They'll have him doubled off at second. So there you go, a good way to get out of it.
Awesome.
Turn the double play, a line drive, and just looked like they might have had him. Isaac Becker off the bag at second.
Yep.
He was just running on contact, thinking he was going to get down and score, but just caught on a line from Jackson Mix and throws to Andrew Beavers at second for the final out of the inning. So a nice double play, a timely one, to end the top of the sixth. The Trappers need to get a couple of more runs if they want to be back ahead by 10, up 16-8 here as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi. Conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza, Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or takeout in the Pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carryout orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
It's the easiest way to shop locally online and save. Discount deals at drgnews.com any time of the day or night with great savings on items and services. Cowboy Country Stores in Pier and Fort Pier, Prairie ATV and Cycle, Andrea Royer Studio, Classic Car Wash, Gator's Pizza Pasta Subs, and more. Register to save your payment information or shop as a guest. Just click on discount deals at any station page on drgnews.com. Discount deals from DRG Media Group.
...16-8, our score, a high-scoring affair here at Hyde Stadium on this Sunday afternoon, creeping into the evening hours. Ryan Breeden here, Jack Van Camp, alongside me for the ride. It was a circus in the last half inning, the top of the sixth. The Pilots put up 5 runs. We had a home run with a bat flip. We had an ejection. We had a bucket of balls thrown onto the field. We had a couple of walks.
We had Drew sprint across the field at 4-4-40. It was a lot.
It was a circus, and then, of course, we had that double play lined in two from Josh Simon end the inning.
It was a whole game put into one.
It really was.
That was everything. That's everything you ever want to see in a baseball game happen in 40 minutes in the top of the sixth inning.
There have been 18 runs scored combined over the last 2.5 innings.
That's good.
It's something. It's something. It's not good if your objective is to go home and get a good night's sleep tonight.
Yeah.
Because we might be here for a long time.
Yeah, I got to work tomorrow.
What time do you have to be in to work?
I wake up at 6:15.
Okay, no thank you.
And I go in at 7.
Oh, my goodness. I couldn't do that.
Work my little heart out.
I'm not built like that.
Buddy.
New pitcher is Alex Miller, another position player. First pitch to Tyler Traphagen, that missed outside for ball one. It feels like it's been like an hour since we've watched the Trappers hit.
Yeah, it
I would
was.
Like to know. I'd like to know how long that top of the sixth inning was. I think that
it was at least 30 minutes.
I think that maybe
at least
the 1-0 pitch. That one's popped up on the infield, maybe playable and foul ground to the right side. Isaac Becker is under it, battling the shadows, and makes the catch for out number one. I think that we might have a way of knowing how long that top of the sixth was. I think my producer, Heather, might be able to figure it out. Yep, she's got it. 20 minutes.
That's it?
20 minutes.
Wow. She responded quick. Heather,
Heather is on top of her
good
game.
Good job.
Heather.
Wow.
Heather Williams, my producer, back in the studio, just, I guess, a couple blocks away, straight behind us where we're sitting. She's on her game always.
Shout out to Heather.
She has a good night. Every night she's there. She doesn't have off days. And the first pitch to Anthony Barraza, there's a fastball taken for a called strike one.
Is this the same pitcher?
Nope, Alex Miller. It's a new reliever. He's an infielder.
You threw that one pretty hard.
The 0-1 pitch, that one bounced.
He's laughing. Just spiked a curveball. 20 feet out from the pitcher's mound.
Alex Miller, he goes to Mid-Atlantic Christian, so he is college teammates with Drew Copeland.
Oh, really?
Yep. The count 1-1. Tony Barraza, he is 3-for-4 with 3 RBI. 1-1 pitch. That's hit to the right side. This one will not be playable. Drops and foul. Ground out of play, so the count 1-2. Barraza readjusts the batting gloves, steps back in there. The Adidas cleats, the three stripes on the sides. Three stripes for 3 hits in the game, which is what he has. The 1-2 pitch, and that one's hit well to right center field. This one might carry, and it is off the wall.
Oh!
A big collision from the right fielder, Joey Hayden, and Anthony Barraza has a double. His 4th hit of the game on fire. He has 3 legs of the cycle, 2 singles. A triple, and a double. Anthony Barraza can't be kept off the bases.
Yeah, great swing. Outside slider went with it. Foul got it out of here.
It almost did carry. If there was some wind blowing out to right, that might have left.
Yeah, that might have went. And, I mean, the right fielder almost put a hole in the fence.
Oh, man, yeah.
But he did. He went all out for it. I respect that.
Joey Hayden crashed into that wooden fence in right field. I'm surprised he got up as quickly as
he
did.
Really
quick. Man. Was face first into the fence as well.
Like a WWE chair slam.
Oh, man. Will Hoke, first pitch at the knees,
you know,
called
Scotty,
a strike.
Your
Maybe that's what we need next time. Maybe when Matty Holm gets ejected next, he can bring out a folding chair and
maybe
try and take somebody out with him.
Mm-hmm. Or a picnic table, do some Bills Mafia stuff.
The 0-1 pitch, and that one sliced to the left side, hooking foul. Bounced off a couple of inches away from the rubber on the mound in the bullpen. There is some action in the Pilots' bullpen. They've already had four pitchers in this game. The starter, Garrett Schreiber, went three innings and gave up 10 earned runs on nine hits. 0-2 pitch, and Will Hoke chased a changeup there in the dirt and goes down for the second out. So now a runner on second, Anthony Barraza, after a one-out double. And that brings up Hunter Brown. Hunter is 0-2, but he has scored two runs in the game and has an RBI to his credit on a bases-loaded walk.
Hopefully you're pulling over the fence here. And
one of two.
Make it 10.
One of two in this lineup do not have a hit. Looking for one here. First pitch missed low and outside for ball one. Where does this rank amongst crazier games that you've been a part of?
Definitely top 5%.
Okay.
Definitely.
1-0 pitch. That missed low as well for ball two. Do you have any that you can remember off the top of your head that have been crazier when you were growing up?
Sorry. I was laughing because I was thinking about it.
My
best story probably was when we were 13, so we were playing teenagers. It was our first year baseball affiliate, mm-hmm, post-state.
2-0 pitch, that one bounced as well, so all three of them missed low.
And we were 13 years, we were a bunch of 13-year-olds that year, and there were so many kids in our class that wanted to play post-state ball, so there was two separate teams. One of the teams played 13-year-olds, so all the other 13U teams, and then the other team played a bunch of 14U teams, and that was the team that I was on.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the difference between 13 and 14-year-olds, no, it's only one year, but from, like, baseball and just, like, physical.
3-0 pitch, and that one missed inside for ball four. I don't even think Hunter Brown thought that was ball four. He kind of took his time coming out of the box. He stayed in there for an extra minute to make sure he was right that was ball four.
Yeah, but you know, when you're like 13, 14, that's usually when everyone kind of goes through puberty. And that age difference right there is just insane. You know,
mm-hmm.
I remember we were 13 years old, all of us clean faced, and we'd be playing guys with mustaches. And it was just insane. And we, that whole year, I think we won like six games. But we played against Aberdeen one time here at Post State, mm-hmm, here at Hyde Stadium. And it was like a 3-2 game in like the fourth inning.
Jacob Griffin up there, first pitch swinging on a changeup, comes up empty for strike one.
It was like 3-2 in like the fourth inning. We were winning, losing out on something like that. And in like the bottom of the fourth inning, we put up 14 runs.
Oh my God.
So we were up like, I don't know, 16-3 going to the top of the fifth. And in those games, you know, they're only seven innings.
That's a called strike to Jacob Griffin. They say that one caught the inside. So we count 0-2 now here.
But it was like 15-3 on the top of the fifth, and we ended up losing that game 20-18.
Oh my goodness, so you blew
it. Was awesome.
0-2 and swung on and missed, and it's a drop third strike. Griffin kind of takes a second to get out of the box, the throw down to first, and it is not in time. So even after the delay out of that left-handed batter's box from Jacob Griffin on the drop third strike, still beats the throw to first. Now we've got bases loaded with two outs. You're in the bottom of the sixth. Trappers leading it 16-8. That brings up Carson Trumples.
Yeah, hopefully get a big hit here.
That would be fantastic.
That would be fantastic.
Two runs here would mean that the Trappers could pick up three outs in the top of the seventh and end this thing in run rule fashion. I think we'd all be okay with that.
Yeah.
First pitch to Trumples. That misses outside. Trumples 1-3. He has three RBI in the game. Miller gets set, the 1-0 pitch. That is a called strike. That's not a strike. I'm just going to say that's not a strike.
Yeah.
Carson Trumple doesn't think it's a strike. Coach Jamie doesn't think it's a strike. I don't think anyone thought that was a strike.
I know. I want to see someone else get thrown out.
It was a called strike, so the count 1-1 in the pitch, and that one's chopped foul. So the count 1-2. like, I get it, you know, it's not a typical home plate umpire back there. Mm-hmm. So I get it that it's hard, you know.
Yeah. Except, you know, to give him credit, I mean, he's kind of been, like, consistent. I mean, you know, he has that little zone. It's kind of...
That one was expanded a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
That was a little bit out of character. That one was a bit out of character, but hey,
yeah, that
okay.
One was
1-2 pitch, hit on the ground to the left side, and through for a base hit. One run will score. Hunter Brown will wave around third, but after making that big round, he heads back to third base. So the fourth RBI of the game for Carson Trumpel. To have yourself a day, young man. Makes it 17-8. Driving in Anthony Barraza from third. Bases remain loaded with two outs here. In the bottom of the sixth, Trappers leading at 17-8. Now Andrew Beavers. You know what? He is he's only 0-for-1 in this game, even though this is his fifth at bat.
So
has a couple sacrifices to his credit.
Yeah.
Scored a run. First pitch swinging into center field. That's going to hang up there and will be caught for out number three. So one run scores in the bottom of the sixth for the Trappers. Makes it 17-8. The Trappers strand the bases loaded. Ahead by 9. We'll take a quick break and come back here for the top of the seventh. Here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
First Dakota is giving away new Ford F-150s to celebrate 150 years as a South Dakota bank. We owe it to the countless customers who have trusted us with their banking since 1872. And we want to say thanks by giving back. Click the banner to nominate someone you know to win a new Ford pickup. Or go to firstdakota.com/150. First Dakota National Bank, member FDIC.
At Darren Boyle Sales, I am thankful for this recent moisture, and we continue to get ready for mowing season with a great selection of Bush Hog mowers. Bush Hog mounted and pull type mowers in sizes from 7 to 15 feet, Bush Hog zero turn mowers in 3 models, and Bush Hog tillers, 3-point discs, and mounted blades ready for work this spring. I also have Bush Hog rakes and disc mowers on hand for this year's haying season. If you need farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317, like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
Welcome back into Hyde Stadium. Top of the seventh inning upcoming here. Trappers leading it 17-8 after putting up a run in the bottom of the sixth inning. Ryan Breeden here alongside Jack Van Camp, driven by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7 KGFX FM Pier. It doesn't matter how far, just belt up. Parker Lewis back out there for his second inning of relief work. Gave up 2 hits in his first inning, but none of the runs that scored were earned. They all went to Casey Kasheva, who his final line, now it is finalized. Casey Kasheva, 5 innings, 5 hits, 8 earned runs, 7 walks. That's really the killer for Casey. 7 walks and 2 hit batters really was the killer for Mr. Kasheva. And the first pitch to Parker Lewis, that one, a breaky ball that missed low and outside to Micah Barkenhagen, and Micah led off the bottom or the top of the sixth inning with a leadoff home run. He's leading it off here in the seventh as well. That one's nubbed on the ground to second. Jackson Nix fields it on the move and the throw to first in time for out number one. The defense has been pretty good today for the Trappers. You know, a couple of them that they've gotten down out there because of the sun, because of it dropping in that little Bermuda Triangle area in right field. But overall, I would say the offense is, or defense has been pretty good. The offense has been lights out.
Yeah.
So one away here. And the first pitch, and that one missed for ball one. Tyler Wiltshire up there, and he was the batter when Coach Matty Holm got ejected for the Pilots. 1-0 pitch, breaking ball, and that one drops him there for a strike. So much movement
beautiful
on that 12-6 curve.
Beautiful.
I would say it's probably his primary pitch.
Yeah, for sure, 100%.
The 1-1 pitch.
Again right here.
There it is again, and it's a called strike two.
Do it again.
Go right back to it. You may as well. Just drop it even lower this time so you get a swing and a miss.
Yeah.
Wiltshire stands
in. He does.
1-2 pitch, fastball low and inside. So the count 2-2. Wiltshire 0-1, a walk and a run scored.
I don't know if I'd throw it here, you know, because now he probably expects it.
Yeah.
But if he wants to, I'd go for it.
2-2 pitch because of the fastball. It's hit to second base, and Jackson Mix cannot make the play, so it rolls into right field for a base hit.
Bad call on my part.
Should have gone with the 12-6.
Should have.
Went with a fastball, and it looked like Wiltshire was ready for it and turned on it and hit it pretty hard on the ground. Jackson Mix gave it his best effort. Tried to lay out for it, but couldn't get there. So runner on first, top of the seventh, one out. 17-8 the score. The Trappers lead it here. Jason Willers. He's 1-2 with a run scored. First pitch, there's a 12-6, and there it is for a called strike one. If the Trappers can hold things where it is at right now, they would need to score just one run in the bottom of the seventh to win this thing in run rule fashion.
That's the goal.
That is the goal. The 0-1 pitch, another 12-6, and that missed inside. So the count 1-1. This game already 2.5 hours long. And we still have a couple innings left to go if this thing goes the complete nine.
We might get a 3.5 hour game.
1-1 pitch, and that's it. Out to shallow left field. Trap Hagen on the move, cannot get there. Didn't read it very well. Looked like he initially backpedaled before ranging in. I think it went, did not go as far as Trap Hagen thought it would.
Must have jammed him a little bit or something like that.
Misjudged it, so that gets down for a base hit as well. So that's now it. Runners on first and second.
I was going to say, that did look like it was going in the gap, though, you know?
Yeah. It did, it shouldn't really carry. It just kind of died and dropped, and Trap Hagen was left to just kind of make a desperation dive and could not do so. So that brings up Jared Kirkman, runners on first and second. First pitch, there's a 12-6, and I'll say that one stayed high. 17-8 the score, the Trappers leading it. Lewis. The 1-0, 12-6, nubbed on the infield at third base. Hunter Brown fields it easily and catches it for out number two.
Sweet.
So two outs, top of the seventh. And we are back to top of the order for Caleb Whitley. 0-3, a walk and an RBI and a run scored. All of those came back in the last inning, when the Pilots scored five in the top of the sixth. The left-hander striding in there, facing the righty, Parker Lewis. First pitch, 12-6, stayed high. With that curveball. So we count 1-0. Parker Lewis gets set. And the 1-0 pitch, that's hit in the air out to left field. Should be playable for Trap Hagen on the move and makes the catch for out number three. So Trap Hagen saw that one well, played it in the entire way and made the catch. So no run score in the top of the seventh for the Pilots, and we will have the seventh inning stretch, so we'll keep things here. I'll turn up the crowd mic. We'll listen to John Hunt. Give us Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Let's see. I think he's going to get it here. He's taking his time to prepare it. 17-8 our score. The Trappers leading it. They just need to score one run in the bottom of the seventh to send us home.
One more.
Just one more. Here we go. Oh, we're getting happy birthday. That caught me off guard.
I want to see birthday.
Whose birthday is it? Is it our one of our bat boys? Okay, I mean that works.
Yeah. What a beautiful moment.
Oh, no, we are still doing it. Okay, sure. Right, yeah. We had happy birthday first, and now we'll have to take you out to the ball game. Yeah. There we go. We had happy birthday for our bat boy. We had take me out to the ball game, a jam-packed seventh inning stretch. It fits pretty well with just kind of the entirety of this game. It's just been weird. Ryan Breeden here, and Jack Van Camp has been alongside me for a majority of this down the stretch to see all the weirdness.
Yeah, I came for the crazy part.
Came up just in time for it. 17-8, our score. Maddox Mueller will lead it off for the Trappers here in the bottom of the seventh. Trappers, they can just put one more run on the board here in this bottom of the seventh. We can call it a game. We get some rest. We can enjoy the remainder of our Sunday night and end this seven-game losing streak. First pitch, missed low and outside for ball one. It would be a heck of a way to end that losing streak, too, in an emphatic fashion.
Yeah.
Maddox Mueller, 2-for-3 with 3 RBI in the game. And that one missed. So the count 2-0. Let's get a leadoff runner aboard here with some speed, too.
Nice little walk.
It would do the trick. And the pitch. Big swing and fouled off to the left side. It's the count 2-1. Alex Miller back out there. Position player on the mound. This is his second inning out there. The 2-1 pitch. Missed high for ball 3. Up near the eyes of Maddox Mueller. The clean-shaven Maddox Mueller, no longer with the mustache or the stubbles, going babyface. 3-1 pitch, and that's a called strike 2. Say that one caught the upper part of the strike zone. So I have a full count here, leadoff batter, bottom of the seventh. Mueller gets set, the payoff pitch, and it missed high for ball 4. So there you go, leadoff walk. Good way to get it started.
What we want to see
for the bottom of the seventh. Noah McCreary is our first base coach now. He was actually up here for the first 2 innings of this game before you got up here. I feel like it'd be fun to be a first base coach.
Yeah. I did it last summer. I was I coached with one of my buddies at 14U team for post-state. And I was first base and he was third base.
How was that for you?
Fun. Exciting. It was a good summer.
Runner on first. 2 runs scored in the game. Fantastic stat line for your leadoff man. Miller, the 1-0 pitch. That one missed high for ball 2. A lot of speed on the bases for Maddox Mueller. I'd be interested to see who is faster, Maddox or new guy, Tyler Traphagen.
Yeah, no, actually. They both fly out there. Yeah, no, they both fly out there, get a lot of ground covered.
And the pitch. And that one missed.
You know, I was actually just thinking, I see that there's a new kid warming up in the bullpen for the Pilots, and I wonder who made the call for him to go warm up.
That's a great question. I mean, they don't have a coach right now. There's a call to strike 1. So the count 3-1, and what Jack is referring to, Coach Matty Holm for the Pilots got ejected back in the fourth inning.
If I was, I would just put the kid out there who would never, ever pitch if the coach was there, and I'd put him out there.
3-1 pitch, and the run throw down, so stolen base. It was ball 4 anyway, so it really didn't matter. I mean, so it won't go down as a stolen base for Maddox. He took the base, but it was ball 4 anyway. And initially, Alex Miller, the pitcher, thought that it was a strike.
Yeah,
and so he was like, wait, okay, tell me that's ball 4. Oh, great. So now runners on first and second. Nobody out. Tyler Traphagen just need one more run to get a 10-run rule victory here at Hyde Stadium. It would be a great way to get back into the win column. Miller gets set first pitch to Trapagan. There's a called strike. Trapagan also 2-for-4 in this game. 2 RBI, 2 runs scored, and a walk. Miller, the 0-1 pitch, not nearly got him on the knees.
Well, got
count 1-1. Gotta be careful.
Yeah.
What's the worst place you ever have hit a batter?
The worst?
Yes.
I've definitely railed a couple kids in the helmet. Never the face, but I've definitely hit a couple kids in the helmet. I mean, it didn't hurt.
1-1 pitch, big swing, and Trapagan coming up gingerly.
I would say probably the worst place to get hit is either if you get just perfectly hit on the ribs, feet hurt, probably hands. Hands are probably the worst. Hit your
fingers. Hands,
yeah.
So Trapagan took a big swing and a miss and had to step out of the box and take a couple of laps, try and walk it off. It's not like, I don't think the ball came down and hit his foot. I think he just swung weird and might have twisted something.
Yeah.
That left ankle looks like he's trying to roll out there. Mm. He'll step back in, though, in a 1-2 count. All good. No outs. Bottom of the seventh. Runners on first and second. The 1-2 pitch. And that's lined into right field. And that will get down for extra bases. And that should do it here. Maddox Mueller gingerly rounds third base and strides in to score. And that will be the ball game. They're going to go out there and rush Tyler Trapagan as if he just hit a walk-off. I mean, he kind of did.
Yeah.
It sent us home into the game. 18-8, our final score. Tyler Trapagan lines one into right field and drives in Maddox Mueller to end it. It's our final score after 7 innings of play. Trappers 18, Pilots 8. The offense looked dominant, lights out. The defense looked great. The pitching stepped up when they needed to. Just all-around dominance. Jack, thank you for joining me. Any last comments after being up here for the ride?
No, not really. We needed that, and thanks for having me again. I enjoyed it.
Thank you, Jack. It's some good luck. So we might have to have you up here a bit more often if this is what'll happen.
Yeah, I'll come up after next homestand. I'll be up here if I have to.
Sounds fantastic. So 18-8, the final score. We'll take a quick break and come back for the Trapper Rap post game here. We'll have an interview with Coach Jamie Habiger on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Pier Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7, has been brought to you by Grey Goose Motors, the Outpost Lodge, Tokyo Japanese Cuisine, the Corner Station in the Crossing, Classic Car Wash, Darren Boyle Sales, Avera St. Mary's Hospital, First Dakota National Bank, and Pier Regional Airport. Stay tuned. The Trapper postgame show, Trapper Rap, is next here on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Are you ready to win Twins tickets? DRG Media Group is giving you a chance to win 4 tickets to a Twins home game. It's the Take Me to the Twins sweepstakes. Head to your favorite station page at drgnews.com. Register daily through June 29th for your chance to win the Take Me to the Twins sweepstakes. We'll announce the winner June 30th. Take Me to the Twins from DRG Media Group, the Long Branch, River Cities, Public Transit, Eisman Home, Slumberland Furniture, and Masterpiece One Stop Smoke Shop. Trappers game coverage on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7, now continues with Trapper Rap, a recap of tonight's game. Let's go back to the ballpark.
Welcome back in here, the Trapper Rap post-game show. A fantastic Sunday night to be a Trapper. Coming back after dropping both games of yesterday's doubleheader. Coming back in emphatic fashion today and winning it 18-8. 10-run rule victory. It was Tyler Trapagan lining one down that right field line, bringing in Maddox Mueller to end this game in Mercy Rule fashion. The Trappers got started early in this one. You know, they tried to really turn around the tides, had some conversations last night after the game, conversations today saying, you know what, we're sick of losing. We're sick of this attitude, this mentality. We're going to group together. We're going to be more aggressive. We're going to change our approach to the plate. And it paid off, you know, in that second inning, the Trappers got on the board scoring 6 runs on 5 hits. The top of the order was crucial and getting a lot of those rallies started. They responded by scoring six more runs in the fourth and four runs in the fifth. Ultimately, that is where most of the damage was done. For the Pilots, just not really the game that you would want for the Pilots, but they had to throw some position players out there on the mound. Alex Miller, the last one that was out there. Ultimately, Gehrig Schreiber, the Submariner, with that underhanded release, gets the loss. Three innings pitched, 10 earned runs. So he kind of got lit up out there. Matty Holm, the head coach of the Pilots, was ejected a couple of innings ago after about having his wits end with the brand new home plate umpire we had behind the plate for today's game. Was ejected, tossed a bucket of balls onto the field while walking out of the dugout as well. It was entertaining, to say the very least. And the Pilots responded by showing some life as well, scoring five runs in that top of the sixth inning when Matty Holm was ejected. An inning that felt like it lasted an eternity, but in reality only was 20 minutes. The Trappers able to finish it off, though, with that run rule victory. And so Casey Kosheva gets the win. Five innings, five hits, eight earned runs, and even after walking seven batters and hitting two more, got enough run insurance to still be in line for that victory. So Kosheva, that is his second win of the year, moves his record now to 2-3. His ERA now sitting at an 8.35. So the Trappers able to at least take one from the Pilots here in this three-game series, and where they will turn it back around and play three more here at home starting tomorrow night, 7:05, against the Ragin' Roosters of North Iowa for the three-game series. We'll take a quick break, and I'll have Coach Jamie Habiger up here with me for a post-game interview, and then we'll wrap things up for the night here on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.
Now you can book flights from Pier Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is now at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pier Regional Airport. One-way rates as low as $59, 50-passenger jet, and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pier Regional Airport.
Business owners, have you been exploring advertising more on social media or even looking at advertising and streaming services? This is John with DRG Media Group. Did you know that we offer complete marketing solutions that can have your business on the radio, online, in applications on your customers' smartphones, across social media, and even on popular streaming services? Give us a call today at 224-8686 and let the team at DRG Media Group take care of all your marketing needs so you can get back to the important thing, your business and your customers.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi. Conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza, Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or takeout in the pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carryout orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
I'm DRG Media Group News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra. Whether you're at home, traveling around the world, or anywhere in between, you can take River 92.7 with you. How, you may ask? Activate the River 92.7 Alexa skill or download the DRGNews.com app, a service of Golden Buffalo Casino. Both are easy to set up, allowing you to enjoy high-quality sound wherever you go. Again, take River 92.7 anywhere you go by enabling the Alexa skill or downloading the DRGNews.com app.
Living with less pain means living at your best, but an action-packed life can wear your body down. Avera Orthopedics keeps you moving with total joint replacements for pain you don't have to live with. Find relief with the region's largest orthopedic physician team of specialized surgeons so you can keep moving forward. Avera, moving health forward. Learn more at avera.org/sf-total joint.
All right.
All right, well, let's go here with our post-game interview with the Trapper Rap post-game. 18-8, the final score in this one. Ryan Breeden now joined alongside Trapper's coach, Jamie Habier. Coach, first, I know this one feels really good.
It does, man. It's been a while, it feels like. So getting a win and breaking out the bats for a change, that feels great.
We had a couple of conversations kind of along the same caliber as what we had today before the game throughout the course of this season, but I feel like something just kind of clicked today when we had our team conversation a room over from where we were at. You know, some guys voicing frustration, saying, all right, let's put our foot down. This is it. Like, we're not losing again. We're not getting shut out. The offense is going to be aggressive. We're going to have good approach. And this is the first game where it really felt like it finally clicked to this team.
Yeah, we did. We clicked. We, you know, we went, I think we had 5 hits in the first and then 3 and got shut out one inning and then maybe had 5 more. But guys were locked in today. You know, it wasn't the Pilots' starting rotation, but you know what? They were throwing strikes and we were hitting it. So it was a good day to play for us.
We were talking about the submariner, Garrick Schriever, and you guys, you hit him really well. 10 earned runs for him after he was taken out in 3 innings. Were you surprised with the way your guys were able to hit the submariner?
You know what? No, I mean, they had a great approach coming into it, and we hit in the cages today, so they were all locked in. I think no matter who they threw today, we would have hit the ball better than we did yesterday.
Really, the top of your lineup really set the tone for this game. 11 hits combined amongst your first 4 in the order, 4 hits from Anthony Barraza, 3 hits from Trap Hagen, including the one to send us home here, and then 2 hits each for Jackson Nix and Will Hoke. Talk about what they did to set the tone.
Yeah, that's huge. You know, I think Jackson started the game with a hit. That's just, if we can do that, and it helps, you know, Casey went out there and threw a great couple innings and shut them down. So when our pitching's on, defense is playing behind them. You know, we're a great team. We played a complete game today, which was a good change.
They were aggressive at the plate, too, not watching many strikes go by. I noticed not only were they having good at-bats, but they weren't afraid to swing on the first pitch they got, and they were rewarded for it.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's a great stepping stone going into this next series with Northern Iowa. You know, it just goes to show once if we're aggressive and we don't take those strikes and get behind, staying hitters counts, we're a good team.
And so not only, like, you guys win in 10-run fashion, but they also kind of show here in the late, that last inning, that they're able to not rally necessarily, but drop the hammer and put the game away too, so showing that they have the ability to do what they need to in the late innings as well.
Yeah, I agree. I think that you know, the game yesterday, the first game where we were able to come back 8 runs, really showed that we can do it, you know, because we've been down a lot and we don't come back very well. So that's kind of turn the page and go tomorrow, and hopefully we can keep coming back and hitting the ball, because that was a great complete game.
It certainly was. Coach, thank you for joining me, and congrats on the dominant victory, and let's hope that we can keep it up for this 3-game series against Northern Iowa.
Yep, appreciate it. Thanks, Ryan. Go Trap.
So that was Coach Jamie Habiger. As a reminder, 18-8, your final score. The Trappers win it here on this Sunday evening at home against the Red River Pilots, so they're able to take 1 in this 3-game series. So they'll turn things over and face the North Iowa Raging Roosters the next 3 games. The Trappers move to 8-20 on the season, while the Pilots drop to 11-13. They are still in second place in the league, though, the Pilots are. Just a tiny 13 games behind the Soares Valley Saberdogs. Marginal gap. I don't know if anyone will catch the Saberdogs, but you know what? It really doesn't matter. Because in this league, everyone makes the playoffs. So if you can get hot at the right time, you have a chance. The Trappers, this team, they have the talent. They have the youth. They showed it today. When they play their best, they can be a really, really hard team to beat. So that'll be it here for this Sunday afternoon baseball game here on River 92.7 YouTube Live. Everyone who is listening or watching in whatever outlet that you have been doing so, thank you for your time. Ryan Breeden here signing off. I'm going to go get some food. Enjoy this Sunday before heading back to the ballpark tomorrow at 7:05 for first pitch. But for tonight, I'm signing off saying good night. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday and peace out.
Trapper Wrap, a recap of tonight's Pier Trappers action. Thank you for joining us and stay with us all season long on The Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7.